Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. No peace deal yet, but President Trump hopes for one to end the war in Ukraine soon.
I believe a peace agreement at the end of all of this is something that's very attainable, and it can be done in the near future.
Mr. Trump hosted Ukrainian President Zelensky along with seven European leaders yesterday afternoon at the White House. Among other things, the U.S. now backing security guarantees for Ukraine once the war is over. The president's also working to arrange a Putin-Zelensky summit. Miroslava Petsa is correspondent for the BBC's Ukraine service.
President Zelensky told the Ukrainian press that he's always ready to meet Mr. Putin, that he's always open to talks with Russia, and the reason for that is that Mr. Putin is in charge of all things war in Russia. He's the one who makes the decisions. That's why it's so crucial for Ukraine to meet the Russian president.
Although Hurricane Erin is not expected to make landfall, it is generating huge waves and dangerous rip currents along the East Coast. Parts of North Carolina's Outer Banks, specifically Hatteras and Ocracoke Islands, are under evacuation orders. Just in, the Union for Air Canada's flight attendants says it has reached a tentative agreement now with the airline to end the strike. The West Texas measles outbreak is over. That official declaration from state health officials. It comes 42 days without any new cases being reported. That's double the disease's maximum incubation period. Under investigation, a massive explosion last evening aboard a cargo ship in Baltimore Harbor, not far from the site of the Key Bridge collapse. The explosion unleashed a huge fireball. Crew of 23 on board the vessel. No reports of any injuries. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. Dow futures are up 13 points, while the Nasdaq futures down 7. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Everybody is keeping an eye on the Fed and how an interest rate cut might affect gold prices. Gold has been hovering at around $3,400 an ounce for the last 2 months and is poised for dramatic growth with the next interest rate cut. When rates go down, returns on bonds follow, and that's why gold continues to be the safe haven asset of choice for smart investors. Are you protected? Don't wait until it's too late to profit from the back and forth from the Fed on interest rates. Right now, if you have a qualified IRA or 401k, you could receive up to $10,000 in free gold and silver when you open your retirement account with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now or visit AdvantageGold.com and get your free gold IRA guide and find out how much bonus gold you qualify for. Call 800-900-8000 to qualify for your free $10,000 precious metals bonus when you open your qualified gold IRA with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-900-8000.
Good morning, everybody. It's 6:03 Tuesday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. We are the Morning Five with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the three. Chuck.
Morning, and we've had some rain that went through the area. Some of the roadway conditions are still wet, and here we go right off the bat, a wreck on the Beltway outer loop between Liberty Road and Security Boulevard. It's after the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. Right now, it looks like we're losing the center and the left-hand lane. Of course, it's in that area where the construction is ongoing. No shoulder available, and we can see at least several vehicles are involved. It's a little bit dark yet, but a number of vehicles with flashing lights there. Two lanes are getting by to the right. Backup already is already back to 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy and cool for your Tuesday morning. We'll keep those clouds around throughout the afternoon. Few stray showers here and there, and temps only into the low and mid 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And it is fairly pleasant outside, at least so far this morning. Temperatures range from the low 60s on up. Right now it's 64 degrees in Pikesville. Downtown Baltimore has 67. A little bit of drizzle downtown. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, being brought to you this time by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. No injuries reported after an apparent explosion on a ship carrying coal near the site of the Key Bridge collapse Monday evening. The U.S. Coast Guard, Baltimore Fire Department, and Port of Baltimore personnel responded to the scene. It's in the Potomac at around 6:30 p.m. after the WCF Fire bulk carrier left the CSX coal dock. The fire on the vessel was contained. The ship has been removed from the channel with the assistance of tugboats. Governor Moore says his office is in touch with local and federal authorities, and the situation is being closely monitored. Maryland Attorney General Brown says no charges will be filed in connection with a deadly police-involved shooting in Howard County last year. The November 20th shooting happened after the suspect in an alleged domestic incident held police at bay for 2 hours at a home on American Farrell Lane before an exchange of gunfire with officers. When police entered the home, they discovered 29-year-old Tyree Winslow dead, and the investigation found the fatal shot was self-inflicted. The IID investigation began November 30th. It concluded on August 8th. After evaluating the evidence, the AG determined that none of the officers involved in the shooting committed a crime under Maryland law. And the search will resume today for the man who went missing in the water at the Beaver Dam Swim Club in Cockeysville over the weekend. The 36-year-old man was reported missing at around 6 p.m. Sunday. Despite search efforts, lifeguards and emergency responders have not been able to find him. On Monday, divers with the Baltimore County Police Department and volunteer Wire Cadaver Dogs spent much of the day searching for the man who was presumed drowned. The operation has included sonar and underwater techniques. 606 on WCVM, lottery numbers, pick 3, 283, pick 4, 2165, and next it's Stein on Sports.
Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Vinny, I'm checking out your VinnySteele.com website, and I gotta say, I love that it's so easy to navigate.
Thanks, Sean. I really try to make it easy for everybody who needs to buy, sell, get multiple cash offers, or they just want to reach out to me directly with any questions they may have.
So, what's the most asked question you get these days?
You know, Sean, I would say probably questions about my guaranteed sale program and how much money a seller can get for their home in today's market.
Well, you are famous for your home sold guarantee or will buy it offer, but you have other great programs and services here, right?
Absolutely. Sellers want the most money and certainty, and I make it easy with my guaranteed sale program, my exclusive multiple cash offer platform, and buy before you sell programs all online.
So if you're in the market to sell your home this summer, do what I did. Check out VinnySteele.com and then call or text Vinny at 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515 and then start packing.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer keeping you cool all summer long. Beavers and Basayo.
Dylan Beavers, the young right fielder.
Swings away 3-0 into center field. And Dylan Beavers on a 3-0 pitch has his first big league RBI. A rocket base hit.
Kevin Brown had the call and get used to it, Baltimore. Dylan Beavers and Sam Basayo combined for 4 hits and 3 runs batted in last night, including that Beaver single in the second that plated Basayo as the rookie pair once again sparking Baltimore, this time 6-3 over the Red Sox at Fenway. This coming behind another gem from Trevor Rogers. 7 innings of 1-run ball for the win.
Really focusing on execution. You know, this lineup has been playing really well against left-handed pitchers, so I really had to, you know, lock it in on the game planning, constant mix throughout the game.
Rogers 6-2 now on the year, an ERA of 1.41. Injury news dominated the Ravens presser in Owings Mills yesterday. The low light on pass rusher Adisa Isaac.
There was some ligament damage in there with a dislocated elbow. If it had been a dislocated elbow clean, it would have been about 3 weeks. Since it's not, it's going to have to undergo surgery. It's not a season ender, though.
Harbaugh saying it could be midseason for Adisa Isaac. Coming up in 30 minutes, look who's starting at quarterback now for the Cleveland Browns. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start
your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, August 19, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
And coming up on the program in this hour, the DGS leadership being questioned once again over the who exactly is monitoring the ankle monitors. I mean, come on. Victor Davis Hanson analyzing the current Democrat Party. We'll hear his take. Also, the top story today is the historic peace summit held yesterday at the White House. And I've been covering this a long time. Bruce, you've been in talk radio and news radio for a long time. I don't ever recall in my lifetime ever seeing that kind of group. European leaders with the President of the United States meeting like that openly at the White House.
Well, I don't recall seeing the kind of frustration among the opposition party that we're seeing for the Democrats right now. It's fascinating to see that when Donald Trump is successful to the degree that he is, and undeniably, this guy has had foreign policy success after foreign policy success, the Democrats are wishing against any success.
Yeah.
It should be America's success.
It should be.
You know, that we're bringing the possibility of peace to another part of the world under a president that thinks peace and then war, not war then peace. And we should be celebrating that no matter where we are on the political dial.
Yeah, we got a long way to go yet, but it looks like a trilateral meeting will take place between the president, Zelensky, and Putin.
Yeah.
We don't know when and where, but it is coming. And yesterday, President Trump talked about the security guarantees that seemed to was as a big stumbling block. Something was very much at the forefront of the European leaders and Zelensky.
The Alaska summit reinforced my belief that while difficult, peace is within reach, and I believe that in a very significant step, President Putin agreed that Russia would accept security guarantees for Ukraine, and this is one of the key points that we need to consider, and we're going to be considering that at the table also, like who will do what, essentially. I'm optimistic that collectively we can reach an agreement that would deter any future aggression against Ukraine, and I actually think there won't be. I think that's even overrated, largely overrated, but we're going to find out. And I think that the European nations are going to take a lot of the burden. We're going to help them, and we're going to make it very secure.
Yeah. The Italian Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, was one of the first of many to praise President Trump.
Thank you very much, Donald, Mr. President, for hosting us today in this important meeting. And I think it is an important day, a new phase, after 3 years and a half that we didn't see any kind of sign from the Russian side that there was a willing for dialogue. So something is changing, something has changed, thanks to you. Thanks also to the stalling in the battlefield, which was achieved with the bravery of Ukrainians and with the unity that we all provided to Ukraine. And the reason why I mention it is that we also have to remind that if we want to reach peace and if we want to guarantee justice, we have to do it united. So that's why it's a very good day, the one we are in. You can obviously count on Italy as it was from the beginning. We are on the side of Ukraine, and we do absolutely support your efforts towards peace.
Something has changed. That something is Donald J. Trump, the 47th President of the United States.
Thank heavens Chuck Whitaker has not changed. Well, his underwear has changed twice last decade. But it's at any rate, here he is. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
I had him printed with years on him, so I
have to keep track. That's good. The first 5 years on one side, second 5 years on the other side?
I mean, think about it. You really can't wear them out. They already have holes in them anyway.
That's right.
Okay. The outer loop of the Beltway, we started early today with this wreck. Outer loop, it's south of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road and before the ramp at Security Boulevard and I-70. It's still blocking at least the center and the left-hand lane. Two pickup trucks involved and the backup already this morning back beyond the ramps at 795. Not quite too bad yet, but you're still going to have a tight merge coming on from 795 and then down to the outer loop. When you get south of Liberty Road, just make sure you're staying as far right as you can. There's a report of a water main break now near the city-county line at Charles Street and Lake Avenue. Could be affecting a lane there. So far, nothing major with the lanes clear at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, cooler again today. Highs about 76. Stray shower or two still possible. Tomorrow cloudy, but a bit warmer. Chance of showers right now. Cloudy 69 in Annapolis, 66 in Columbia. And time for our one-liner news for you today. MSNBC changing its name to MS Now. Or as Republicans are saying, MS Nah.
Should be BS Now.
Yeah, the further attempt to gain viewers, Rachel Maddow is changing her name to Laura Ingraham.
Yes.
In a recent interview, actress Helen Mirren says James Bond has to be a guy because a woman just doesn't work.
I think she's right.
And she's absolutely right. Imagine I have an appletini, shaken, not stirred.
Yeah, not so much.
Doesn't work for me. Doesn't have the same ring to it. Mm-mm. She's not the only one. I think, what's her name? Halle Berry?
Yep.
Halle Berry, I should say. She also said, because she was a Bond girl in one of the Bond films.
Yeah. Right.
She said, it's got to be a guy. And so there are a lot of people now weighing in on this. It's like, and there's also a move to make sure he's British, too. There's been some, since Amazon took over, Jeff Bezos, he was talking about an American Bond. It's not going to be the same thing. If you make it American, if you make it a woman, it's not James Bond. Don't call it James Bond.
Who was the American? We had a couple of Americans. Lazenby was one of the Bonds for one movie.
One movie.
Yeah, and
that was it, right?
Roger Moore? No, he's British. He's Brit. But I thought we had another American in there somewhere.
There's Daniel Craig, Sean Connery, Pierce Brosnan, who's Irish, and then, of course, Roger Moore. Timothy Dalton is also British.
Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah.
That was James Baum.
He was James Barter. Yeah. That's who he was.
Nice.
President Trump.
What a duo you guys are.
We're the dynamic duo. We're like Beavers and Basayo.
Excuse me?
The new Oriole additions. President Trump met in the Oval Office with the Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Pardon me?
Did you see what he wore? First off, at the meeting before the Trump meeting, he wore nothing but a T-shirt. And then people were all on him on social media of that. So he showed up. It was better dressed, but it was a shacket. It was like a shirt jacket.
Yeah.
Not a suit.
It looked like a Nehru suit.
Apparently the guy doesn't own a suit.
Well, he does.
Yeah.
He's making a social statement.
Republican Party of Florida stopped selling Deport Depot merchandise to make it look like the logo for the Home Depot after complaints from the store.
I saw a guy with one of those.
Deport Depot.
Yeah.
Well, again, that's probably only going to last as long as they come up with a gimmick for Lowe's.
Right. You know, exactly.
I can see now the self-deport kiosk at Lowe's. HHS Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. will soon release his Make America Healthy Again report. In it, he blames America's health crisis on bad diets, too many meds, and no exercise.
Wow.
Sounds like a weekend at Chuck's.
Very nice. By the way, speaking of deporting, Debbie and I went to Walmart the other day, and I said, I turned the corner and said, wait a minute, I got to stop and get some ice. Half the place left.
What is it about cargo ships in Baltimore?
Wow.
Done blowed up.
It was, I mean, the video, that pretty
This was just south
stuff,
of the Key Bridge.
Yeah.
Broad daylight, this cargo ship, the Sapphire, whatever it is, just had an explosion on board, flames, a ball of flames go up, and, you know, here we go again. Now, my question is, what kind of safety protocols are being observed, if any, by these cargo ships before they depart or come in?
I would not be at all surprised if it turns out it was coal dust.
That's what it said.
Yeah.
I saw that.
We're called, it was
very volatile.
Yeah. It's very, very volatile. A tiny spark. The dust will just combust.
Yeah.
Like that. So,
so
yeah.
You think somebody was lighting up on board? And
could be. Or a spark from somewhere in the engine compartment. Mm-hmm. Any spark anywhere around coal
drop
dust.
Drop a wrench.
And, yeah, if drop a wrench, a spark of the floor. Coal dust is incredibly explosive.
So, don't you think that they would take the necessary precautions knowing they're transporting coal dust?
I bet they did.
Yeah.
But I bet you it's just one of the hazards that goes with with transporting large amounts of coal. You pour the coal into the ship, and it generates coal dust.
Right. Yeah.
And if you have wind conditions that are not favorable to moving that coal dust,
next question is, with Governor Moore's war on fossil fuels, how does a ship loaded with coal dust get into the harbor?
I guess through the center channel.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, almost blew up the channel.
Almost done blowed it up, Chuck.
Exactly.
Yeah, done blew it up. What are you going to do, boy? Done blew it up.
By the way, today is Sick Willie's birthday.
Oh, really?
Bill Clinton, August 19. I think he turned 79.
You got a box of cigars?
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah. Box of cigars.
How about that, huh?
And a harmonica.
Yes. He took the band off, put it up to his ear, said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm listening to the band."
Put up. I'm
sorry.
All right. That just done blowed up. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple.
All right.
6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. More from the historic peace summit. Trump's tour de force yesterday from the White House. We'll also hear from the Secretary General, Finnish President. And a little bit of an exchange between the German Chancellor and President Trump, which I thought was classic Trump.
Yep.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me. You need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your head. Headquarters for all your appliance needs.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23, Tuesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Right now it's traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
And a big delay on the Beltway with the wreck outer loop after the bridge at Windsor Mill Road and before Security Boulevard. Looks like they're still blocking the center and the left-hand lane. The backup at least back beyond the ramp at 795. So 795, again, a quick merge there as you're coming south onto the Beltway. And once you get south of Liberty Road, you'll need to be to the center and the right going by the accident scene. We're still wet right here. I can't tell for sure if it's still raining, but it is very wet right here on 50 between the Bay Bridge and the Severn River Bridge. Right now, no incidents. Two lanes east, three west. Everybody has their lights on, so be prepared for the wet streets through that area in Adirondack County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, cooler again today, 75, maybe a shower or two. Cloudy, 67 currently in Baltimore, 67 in Millersville. An historic peace summit yesterday at the White House, European leaders, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky and President Trump, again, holding court and praise being shared around the table. This is the NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte talking to President Trump.
I really want to thank you, President of the United States, dear Donald, for the fact that you, as I said before, broke the deadlock, basically, with President Putin by starting that dialogue. And I think it was in February that you had the first phone call. And from there, we are now where we are today. And that is, I think, if we play this well, we could end this. And we have to end this. We have to stop the killing. We have to stop the destruction of Ukraine's infrastructure. It is a terrible war. So I'm really excited.
Also, the Finnish president, Alexander Stubb, also praising, speaking impeccable English. He must have studied here or something. I didn't even know he was the president of Finland until he was identified. He also praised President Trump.
I think in the past 2 weeks, we've probably had more progress in ending this war than we have in the past 3.5 years.
You didn't know that was he was from Finland until he finished?
Yeah, until he finished. Yes. Yeah. When he was finished, then I knew he was finished.
Yeah.
Exactly. And well, Chuck was finished before up. Chuck was finished before he started.
All right.
I'm really beginning to feel ill.
What's going on?
All the lanes are open on the Beltway now, south of Windsor Mill Road. The accident just before Security Boulevard. Clear. Backup not going away anytime soon, but now we're moving all four lanes.
So that's what you're hearing? Hearing?
Yes. Part of hearing, yes. What?
All right. I think we'll stop it right there.
Please
before,
do, yes.
Before we make anybody suffer more fish puns. There was one discordant voice yesterday at the White House, kind of, sort of. It was the German Chancellor Merz, who, again, the Europeans would love to have a ceasefire. Trump made the point that, look, I have, in the wars that I just ended, Rwanda, Congo, 30-year war, Armenia, Azerbaijan, 35-year war, no ceasefire was necessary. Look, if you get a ceasefire, that's great, but it's not a stumbling block. But here, he was lectured by the German Chancellor, and Georgia Maloney's there rolling her eyes at this guy. I love Maloney. She wears her heart on her sleeve. Here's how it went yesterday.
Mr. Chancellor from Germany, a very great leader.
Mr. President, Donald, many thanks for having us today. I think this is extremely helpful that we are meeting and hearing that the two of you are having such a good meeting today here in Washington. The next steps ahead are the more complicated ones now. The path is open. You opened it last Friday. But now the way is open for complicated negotiations. And to be honest, we all would like to see a ceasefire, the latest from the next meeting on. I can't imagine that the next meeting would take place without a ceasefire. So let's work on that, and let's try to put pressure on Russia, because the credibility of these efforts we are undertaking today are depending on at least a ceasefire from the beginning of the serious negotiations from next step on. So I would like to emphasize this aspect and would like to see a ceasefire from the next meeting, which should be a trilateral meeting wherever it takes place.
Well, we're going to let the president go over and talk to the president, and we'll see how that works out and if we can do that. I will say, and again I say it, in the six wars that I've settled, I haven't had a ceasefire. We just got into negotiations, and one of the wars was, as you know, in the Congo was 31 years long. Another one that we settled last week with two great countries was 35 years going on, and we had no ceasefire. So if we can do the ceasefire, great. And if we don't do a ceasefire, because many other points were given to us, many, many points were given to us, great points. Please, Georgia, go ahead.
All right, so President Trump just shot down the German chancellor with the, look, if we can get it, that's fine, but it's not crucial to the deal. So
We begin to set preconditions on even sitting down together. If we sit together, we must have a ceasefire or the meeting is a failure. You set yourself up for failure.
Yeah. Well, it is something that when you look at it, look, here's, you know, we look at the bone of contention right now. We've got the security guarantees, which Putin does not want Ukraine to become part of NATO. So what they're going to do, and they're doing a workaround. They're going to do, European Union and NATO will offer security guarantees as if it was an Article 5 country, but they're not going to be part. There won't be no NATO membership. So there's a workaround there. As for the land swaps, I think coming out of this, Putin's going to keep Crimea because that's something he has held since Obama, since his term.
Right.
I think Donetsk, he's not going to get Donetsk because Donetsk is important. That park is mountainous, it's hilly. And once you capture and you get Donetsk, you got flatland all the way to Kyiv.
Yeah.
And Zelensky and the Ukrainians are not going to give that up at all. So I don't think he gets Donetsk. He gets Crimea, he doesn't get Donetsk. And then, of course, the abduction of the children, thousands of war orphans, they're going to have to be returned home as well as prisoners. And, of course, that's, you know, there's a lot of ground to cover yet, but I think they are at the framework of a peace agreement. The question is, can they close the deal?
I think it's important to note that historically, think about how long it took to sit down with the North Koreans. You had debates over the shape of the table and the physical size of the table.
Yeah, but the North Vietnamese.
The North Koreans. That's the Korean War.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here is Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. The search will resume today for a man who went missing in the water in the Beaver Dam Swim Club in Cockeysville. The 36-year-old man was reported missing at around 6 p.m. Sunday. Despite search efforts, lifeguards and emergency responders have not been able to find him. On Monday, divers with the Baltimore County Police Department and volunteer water cadaver dogs spent much of the day searching for the man who was presumed drowned. The operation has included sonar and underwater techniques. A Prince George's County man accused of firing shots from his vehicle along I-97 in Anne Arundel County. Maryland State Police say Jose Cruz Mendoza of Lanham faces charges that include having a loaded handgun in the vehicle, reckless endangerment, and driving while impaired. Troopers received calls about shots being fired on Sunday by somebody in a white Ford Excursion with Maryland tags. Troopers located that vehicle on westbound Route 50 at I-97, and Cruz Mendoza was taken into custody. A search of the vehicle turned up a handgun, around 75 spent shell casings, and 247 live rounds. No injuries reported as a result of the gunfire. Around 100 people demonstrated against the Harford County Board of Elections' decision to ban the graphic novel Flamer from middle and high school libraries. The board banned the controversial book during a closed-door session in June, saying the content was inappropriate for children. Some demonstrators believe the school board buckled under political pressure from a small group with an agenda. Others say banning the book threatens students' rights. Residents who agree with the ban say they want books that have appropriate language and material for students. And books like Flamer don't serve educational purposes. The National Weather Service has issued a beach hazard statement for Maryland's beaches as Hurricane Erin churns in the Atlantic. 6:32, next WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, oh, deep
high
breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked.
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Pick 3, louder number 283, or pick 4, 2165. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Ring, ring. It's for you, Chuck Whitaker.
Yes, that's the Gish man calling. I'll get to him momentarily.
Yeah, really.
The outer loop of the Beltway, the wreck cleared right after Windsor Mill Road, and then we started to move traffic again, and then they slowed down again right before I-70. So I started to change the camera and take a look, see what it looked like at I-70, and it's a lovely view of the treetops, which has now been corrected. Thank you, Charlie. And the outer loop looks like it's clear, but it's bogging down again right before Route 40. So we got a little better. Now we're slow again, but at least the wreck after Windsor Mill Road is gone. But I'm concerned about all of these brake lights suddenly right before Route 40. It looks like they're just slowing right over the top of the ramp. There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway just came in. Outer loop, or make that the inner loop. Inner loop at Route 1 heading from 95 over towards College Park. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy and cool for your Tuesday morning. We'll keep those clouds around throughout the afternoon. Few stray showers here and there, and temps only into the low and mid-70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. There are 171 pitchers who have thrown 60 or more innings in Major League Baseball this year, but none have been better than Trevor Rogers.
He got him on a changeup. Trevor Rogers tormenting Red Sox once more. That's 12 and a third scoreless this season at Fenway.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Rogers was stellar again, finishing with seven innings of one-run ball, seven strikeouts as the Birds take care of the Red Sox last night at Fenway. 6-3 was the final. Rogers' 1.41 ERA leads all pitchers that have tossed 60-plus this year, and only Hoyt Wilhelm, the knuckleballer, back in 1959, has a better ERA than Rogers through the first 12 starts of a season for the Orioles. Injury concern last night, though. Top of the first with Jordan Westberg on the base paths, rounding second.
That looked bad. I hope he's okay. See him stumble right there? I mean, it was his knee that kind of gave out. I'm not sure if he hit the bag and stumbled, but he is hurting.
Well, I think the shake of the head tells us everything we need to know.
Westberg, replaced by Luis Vasquez, ankle discomfort. This on top of all the other injuries this year. Hammy, finger, and side soreness. Westberg has missed 52 games this season. Of course, it was Sam Basayo and Dylan Beavers again last night, combining for four hits and three driven in. The Birds will take on the Red Sox tonight at Fenway in Game 2, and the final game, by the way, of that series. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh at the podium yesterday in Owings Mills, claiming the injuries in the DB room are by and large not serious, but there are quite a few. Kyle Hamilton's been slowed, as well as Jalen Armour Davis, and then the coach was asked about the often injured Jair Alexander.
You know, he had something, you know, just to kind of take care of that knee. You do some things to kind of help it from a health standpoint. Something he's been dealing with for a few years now. So,
well, we know that. He's missed 34 of his last 68 games in the NFL. Harbaugh was then asked his thoughts on Joe Flacco being named starter in Cleveland.
Knowing that he'll be the starter is good. I'm sure that I think we had that idea already, probably. You can tell. But a lot of respect for Joe. Obviously, his homecoming back here will be a big story.
And that'll be in Week 2 if Joe is still the starter against the Ravens this season. Other NFL news, Bengals listening to offers on Pro Bowl safety, or I should say pass rusher Trey Hendrickson, as the two sides continue to spar over a contract. Get him out of division any way we can. The time now is 6:37. When we return, be careful what you do on X.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, apparently the lesson for Lamar Jackson, or anyone for that matter, if you happen to agree or retweet something that Charlie Kirk says on X, don't do it. Because this is what happened yesterday on the Charlie Kirk show. Charlie was talking about Lamar and his athletic ability, mm-hmm. and he does have tremendous athletic ability. And then he went on to say this about something that Charlie Kirk tweeted on X.
Lamar Jackson decided to retweet or repost my post on X where I said it's all about Jesus. Lamar Jackson reposts it. And right on cue, The left loses their mind. Front page of FoxNews.com. Ravens Lamar Jackson sparks outrage after reposting Charlie Kirk's Christian message.
And he goes on and on, but apparently Lamar, who is the hero here in Baltimore, can't say a word about what he believes religiously.
That's sad, because, you know, again, he's not denigrating anybody else's faith. He's not trying to proselytize. He's just expressing his own faith and his God-given abilities and talents.
This is not brand new. You've had NFL football players taking a knee and crossing themselves.
But that's okay.
Well, now it's okay.
Well, the NFL, which is probably, besides the WNBA, the most woke league out there, they're going to continue those messages in the end zone this year. So, you know, again, they give you like five or six you can choose from.
And racism and all the other ones.
Exactly.
But how many times have we seen a player in a post-game interview or whatever say...
Thank Jesus.
Exactly.
Thank God.
Right.
What's the big deal?
Thank God.
Or the post-game huddle at the center of the field.
Absolutely.
A lot of Christian and you know, God-fearing people, whether they be Jewish or Christian or whatever, gather at the field to just thank God that nobody got seriously hurt, because that's what they're praying for. It's a brotherhood. So
I think most NFL players actually have some belief in some form of God, and they express it.
Yeah.
But apparently you can't do it on X.
Well, I think it's probably Charlie Kirk.
I think you go ahead and do it on X and say the hell with him. Really, seriously.
We'll see if Lamar does
it. In a very
again.
Religious way, of course.
Sad.
All right, thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Miranda Devine took a look at the Democrat Party. She's one of a couple who are now analyzing the Democrat Party as kind of like the Whigs. I mean, they've had their day in the sun. They may be all gone.
It shows what sort of a parlous state they're in now, that they're finding themselves on the wrong side of every issue that any normal person is in favour of. And who could be not in favour of cracking down on crime, violent crime and disorder in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, fair question. But the Democrats have found themselves in a position of saying, no, we don't like the idea of cracking down on crime. We think somehow that's a bad thing. And then she points directly at Chuck Schumer, saying the man's time in the sun is over. You know, he's got a really bad sunburn, and he should stay out of the sun probably forever.
The party is all over the place, and he feels things are slipping away. Power is slipping away from him. He's being blamed for it. And so there he does something uncharacteristic, which he goes on a podcast, which I guess he sees as a younger person's game. And to try and act young and hip, he swears. I mean, ridiculous.
Now, in another deeper analysis of where the Democrat Party is comes from a guy who I think is one of the most interesting intellects in America today. That's Victor Davis Hanson. He said that what the Democrats are good at now is losing. They've perfected the art of losing and losing and losing.
They lost the 2024 popular vote, the Electoral College vote. They don't have the Congress. They don't have the White House. They don't have the Supreme Court. They're 30-70 on the 30 side of all these issues, from crime, the environment, energy, the border, illegal immigration. And they're frustrated. They're angry because now Donald Trump is doing something they never imagined anybody would do. He's not treating the symptoms of the progressive pathology. He's talking about the sources.
And that's really important, Sean, is he's going directly at the sources of, basically, I hate America. Let's go after those sources. Let's go after the universities that are teaching students to disrespect this country, that are giving lessons in high schools and middle schools that you don't really have to like America very much. Matter of fact, it's really kind of cool if you hate America. He's going after those institutions. He's going after PBS.
Smithsonian.
When you walk into the Smithsonian, there's an anti-U.S. bias in their displays. That's profound. One would not think that unless you go in and actually look at them. But he points out that with Trump going after the DEI and the PBS and the woke, he's destroying the Democrats.
That's setting them on fire, because they understand that they always exercise power irrelevant of whether they actually had political power. They had cultural, social influence through these institutions, foundations, the university, K-12, corporate boardrooms. And now when he went after woke and ESG and PBS, it's a whole new counter-revolution, and they're melting down.
They are melting down completely, Sean.
I have a different take. I mean, with all due respect to Victor Davis Hanson, I think he's brilliant. But my take is a little different. I'll share it with you here in a minute.
All right, good deal. Now, one more bite from Victor Davis Hanson coming up as well for you guys. Right now, it's 6:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. A man who doesn't take prisoners. That's Chuck Whitaker.
95 and the Old Harbor Tunnel, a little bit backed up now. 7 to 10 minute delay, I would say, at this point. And building 95 is slowing now right around the O'Donnell Street ramp from there towards Keith Avenue and then into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And 895 now, some brake lights between Erdman Avenue and the Old Harbor Tunnel. Southbound's beginning to back up here on 95. Let me just widen this out a little bit. I don't think there's anything there, but it's a little more slow than it should be for right now, right at O'Donnell Street. So be prepared for that as you're coming around. It gets a little windy right there between Eastern Avenue and O'Donnell Street. So as you come around the curve, number of brake lights up ahead at that point. Beltway still hurting from the earlier accident this morning, which was before the ramp at I-70 and south of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. They moved them off to the shoulder. They're still looking at that. So we're still backed up 795 all the way down through the ramps at Route 40 West. The new ramp on the Capitol Beltway, two lanes blocked. Interloop's going to be a problem. 95 over to Route 1 in College Park. That's going to create a backup on the south end of 95 joining the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, cooler again today, and a high about 76. Man, chance of a stray shower or two. Right now, 67 and cloudy in Severn, 66 under cloudy skies in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Johnson.
I feel the good in you.
Today is National Potato Day.
They're red, they're white, they're brown. They get that way underground. There can't be much to do. So now they have blue ones too. We don't care what they look like, we'll eat them. Any way they can fit on our plate. Every way we can conjure to heat them. We're delighted and think they're just great. Potato, 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 potato.
But you didn't know there was a potato song,
did
you?
No idea.
We find them, folks.
I don't know it.
We find them no matter where they are.
That's what you spend all
those
hours doing.
Your favorite potato form is, Bruce?
Mashed.
Mashed potato. Yeah. Chuck?
Baked.
Baked. What do you like on your baked potato?
Just butter.
Really? I like the works. Yeah. I like the butter, salt, pepper, sour cream, chives, bacon bits. I mean, my baked potato has got to be loaded. Got to be
just
loaded.
Just like me.
Exactly.
Yes. You see, I didn't go there, Chuck, because I was being nice.
Hey, listen, I made one in the microwave last night for about 4 minutes, brought it out, cubed it, and then put it on the Blackstone.
Yeah.
And then put it with some melted butter and some salt and pepper and some... Ooh, it was awfully good.
See, I think, for me, it's got to be in the oven. It's got to be in the oven, and you got to bake it for about an hour.
What do you do to the skin beforehand?
You got to put a little olive oil or avocado oil on it. And so when that skin's got to be crispy.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's got to be char, though, on that griddle.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yep.
That's a good catch.
It's a wonderful thing. It's a two-burner Blackstone.
Then he got a deport
depot. It's a damn wonderful griddle, I can tell you that.
Chick-fil-A's fall menu has arrived. All new chicken sandwich and waffle-cut potato chips are going to be available as well. It's the new pretzel cheddar club sandwich. You're going to choose some original spicy or grilled chicken filet. And they're testing it in Raleigh, North Carolina, but it's probably going to be a big hit, so we'll see it soon here in B-More. Campbell's, how about this? They just dropped a beer in infused soup with PBR. Available exclusively at Walmart. Of course, Campbell's Chunky and Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer, cheese with potatoes, chorizo soup, beef, bacon, and beer, chili with beans, also available as well.
I dropped a beer in a soup one time.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same thing.
It's how it started.
It's like people talk about, ever made beer chicken, you know? So you put a can of beer, you put the chicken. I'd rather drink the beer and then make the chicken, thanks, but that's okay.
That was like the commercial for Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Remember, you got peanut butter on my chocolate? No, you got chocolate on my peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goldfish and Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Grahams are back on the shelves.
How special.
Nationwide.
Oh, no.
Not that.
Yes, just in time, folks. It's still August, but plenty of time for your pumpkin spice specials.
Yes.
You can get them at at Amazon, Walmart, and Target sometime in later this month. So there you have it, folks. On National, it's also National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day.
Oh,
and I would make the point that eventually, isn't all ice cream soft serve?
I would think eventually you win your analog. Eventually, it's all soup.
That's right. If you leave it out of the freezer long enough, it'll turn into soft serve. That's for sure.
Quick update.
Yes, sir.
Raining still at the Bay Bridge. A lot of spray from the vehicles, and it's cloudy, dank, and foggy. I like that. There's a law firm for you.
Dank.
Dank. Yes.
Excuse
Good
me.
Good morning. Cloudy, dank, and foggy.
Is Mr. Dank in?
That's right.
All right, Chuck,
let me check his desk.
Victor Davis Hanson has another thing to say about the Democrat Party.
One more comment on the Democrat Party from Victor Davis Hanson. He says, in essence, what we used to know as the Democrat Party no longer exists. And since there's no cohesive message now to bind together these various groups on the left, in his analysis, there is no Democrat Party anymore.
I don't even think there is a Democratic Party right now. It's just an amalgamation of a bunch of different groups. But they're all way to the left. And we shouldn't fool ourselves about New York. I think it's not going to be. They may win. Mondami may win, but he couldn't win anywhere else, I don't think, other than these blue cities. And that's a minority of the population.
Yeah, and if he wins, by the way, I expect a flight from New York City of money. Moneyed people and moneyed interests will say the hell with it. Yeah.
But being a student of history, go back and look. I think this is not by accident. I think this is by design. I think when you go look at the Democrat Party, whether it's here in the United States or anywhere else in the world, eventually the political spectrum is they start on the left, okay? And then they drift further to the left each and every cycle. Eventually, you know, we're a young country. We're 249 years old. Yeah. So we're now starting to see what other countries have learned. Then eventually it turns into socialism. Remember, in Germany was the National Association of Socialists. That's what the Nazi Party stood for. And eventually when socialism doesn't work, then it turns into fascism and communism. And that's where the Democrat Party is today. This is by design. They realize they can't win elections nationwide anymore, that they're going to have, because they have to cheat. They have to do mail-in ballots. They have to cheat to do that. So now they're after these blue cities like New York and elsewhere to try to put their footprint on the Americans' experiment.
And now, of course, you have Donald Trump saying, I think we're going to do our best to do away with mail-in ballots. We'll talk about that during
the
show.
Yeah, that's coming up after the 7:30 news. But again, and then look, the big accelerant here is Donald Trump, because finally you got a Republican willing to stand up on principles and not be Democrat light like the swampy establishment Republicans have been for decades. 6:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Looking for fun just stop Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels, from family fun to serious practice. It's all here next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex, Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com. Summer is hot, and so is our $69 AC checkup from Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years of experience, we can service all makes and models. A new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork. We're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's another bonus wow. Mention WCBM and you'll get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. I think we can come to the conclusion that progressive government is not the answer to our inner cities' problems. Politicians are not going to save America. If America's cities are going to resurrect, the Christians who live there are going to have to repent and seek the Lord. Christians sometimes are guilty of looking to mankind for help first when it's clear that our help and our hope rests only in God. Secularism has reached its peak in America. It dominates the media, politics, public education, and entertainment. And because of it, we have a vacuum of leadership in our land and in our cities. It's obvious that there is no leadership in Baltimore in the mayor's office or in the state house in Annapolis. I'm calling on my fellow pastors to join me in praying to God for the forgiveness of our collective sins, asking him to shine his light on a better path, one where we put him in his ways before everything else. Only then can lasting healing begin. This is Pastor David Lewis at a Moment of Truth.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Capitol Beltway, the normal delays, outer loop as you're going up the hill to New Hampshire Avenue and around to Georgia Avenue. The inner loop from New Hampshire Avenue over to Route 1, there was an accident in that area right after the ramp at I-95. It looks like they're moving a little bit better now through there, so it may be on the shoulder, but anybody going to College Park and at the bottom end of 95, be prepared. It's an extra heavy delay right now through that area. Beltway West Side started early this morning with the wreck before Security Boulevard. We're still jammed up, and that's not going away anytime soon. 795 all the way down and beyond the ramps at Route 40 West. And at least a 7, maybe 10, 12-minute delays now in building southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Cloudy, cooler again today, 76 with a stray shower possible, and starts to warm up here midweek. Right now we're looking at cloudy skies, 69 in Stevensville, 67 in Middle River. Questions continue to be raised about the ankle monitor policy for the Department of Juvenile Services. Data showing young people are getting arrested in Baltimore City. Slightly few numbers than this time last year. Last year was 380. This year, 369. But I'm wondering how many police are saying, I'm not even going to be bothered with it.
Right. Right.
Why bother arresting these juveniles? It's going to cost me time, paperwork, and they're going to be right back out on the streets again. So I think those numbers are deceiving. But anyway, the 13-year-old boy arrested in connection with a string of armed carjackings and robberies in the city. He was wearing an ankle monitor at the time of his arrest.
Amazing.
The GPS coordinates from the ankle monitor were used to track the teen to various incidents. The teen has a history. 18 prior arrests for violent felonies. Violent felonies, according to police. Former Deputy BPD Commissioner Jason Johnson said this is really the core of the problem.
This is a core of what frustrates people, is that you have a 13-year-old that's out there repeatedly committing violent felonies, and he's still out on the street with an ankle monitor that nobody's monitoring, clearly.
Yeah, clearly nobody's doing that. And the new DGS secretary, same as the old boss, meet the new boss, Betsy Fox Tolentino, launched a new ankle monitor policy last month. Effective July 3rd, all teens arrested for a violent felony while already wearing an ankle monitor have to be automatically detained until the next court date. Now, we don't know if that has happened in the case of the 13-year-old. I think not. And, you know, this is the ongoing problem with crime in Baltimore City.
Well, it seems that a lot of the crime problems that persist in Baltimore really have to do with young people.
And even the mayor, Mayor Scott, is upset and frustrated over this. He went on another radio station to basically vent over why so many juveniles wearing ankle monitors are running around the streets.
Yes, we're seeing young people, and you know this is a big thing for me, under home monitoring out in our communities continue to commit crime. We had an incident recently where we arrested 5 young people carjacking. 3 out of the 5 were on home monitoring. I have been screaming to high holy hell for about 6 years on monitoring and how we need to pass some new laws and things, how we need to get this under control.
Well, you don't have to scream to high holy hell, Mr. Mayor.
You're the mayor.
Yeah, you're the mayor, number one. Number two, I know that the DGS is a state agency. Pick up your little hotline to Governor Tax Moore and register your complaints with Governor Tax Moore and with the leadership of the Maryland General Insane Asylum. You know, Speaker Jones.
All of your political party.
Ferguson, who's a city representative, he's a senator from the city. And so all you have to do is, you know, get the Democrat leaders on board, do something about it. You know, instead of going on the radio, I'm screaming a whole hell, I'm frustrated. You know, you should be a man of action, not a man of words, and you could have an impact on this problem.
The idea that he has to yell and scream, he is the mayor. He has the ability to actually cause change. When he says stuff like that, the normal citizen says, well, if he can't get it done, why should I even try?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, seriously, that's my attitude. If the mayor says, well, I can't get it done, I'm the powerful mayor, remember me? If I can't get it done, you guys just hang it up. It's useless. Don't even try.
Yeah, and that's but this is the same party, folks. This is not like it's asking Mayor Scott to call Lockdown Larry. Okay, this is Governor Taxmore and Mayor Abandon Scott because that's what they've done to Baltimore City. Abandon all hope, ye who enter, because they can crow about nonviolent fatal shootings, or rather non-fatal shootings and violent crime being down, along with homicide rate being down. But we all know the truth.
Yeah.
And if you're right now living in any of these neighborhoods, Kim has talked about it, and especially these white neighborhoods, you're being targeted.
Yep.
And now the latest two neighborhoods to have smash and grab violence are Hamden and Goucher. So those two neighborhoods, yes, in the city are also now being
targeted
and victimized. And the mayor, where's your frustration about helping those victims?
Well, it's what Willie Horton used to say when asked, why do you always rob the banks? He says, that's where they keep the money. Mm-hmm. Why do you target the white neighborhoods? That's where they keep the
Was
money.
Was that Willie Horton or Willie Keeler?
Willie Horton.
Was it Willie Horton?
Wee Willie Healer was a performer, I think.
Or was he a baseball player?
He's a baseball player. You're right.
659. I want to tell you about Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny, of course, will help sell your home and make sure that it is going to sell, because he's got a database of tens of thousands of people that are qualified to purchase your home. And let's face it, I think a lot of what depends upon selling your home happens in the before it's even listed. Okay, mm-hmm. That's the big part. And that's where Vinny really shines. He's got several different programs he can utilize, whether it's a sell your home, stay in your home up to 12 months, the home trade-in program, the home fixer-upper program. Ask him about all those details. Or if you just sit down, once you agree on asking price and time frame, and let Vinny's expertise guide you in that, once you sign the contract, your home is sold. It is a guarantee. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515 for Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company.
7 o'clock on WTBN.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. European leaders tell President Trump they want a Ukraine ceasefire. They're also welcoming U.S.-backed security guarantees for Ukraine once the shooting stops.
During high-level White House talks with NATO and European leaders, President Trump said ending the Russia-Ukraine war is within reach.
This is something that's very attainable.
Ukrainian President Zelensky welcomed a meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin, while German Chancellor Merz emphasized quickly halting the violence.
To be honest, we all would like to see a ceasefire.
And the NATO secretary said Europe views U.S. support for Ukrainian security guarantees as a breakthrough. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The three-day strike by Air Canada flight attendants may be ending. The flight attendants union says a tentative contract agreement has been reached. The walkout upending the plans of thousands of air travelers in North America. Thundering waves and dangerous rip currents being seen along the East Coast this morning, a result of Hurricane Erin. The Cat 3 storm expected to stay well offshore, but it is producing dangerous conditions in the waters. On North Carolina's Outer Banks, evacuation orders issued for Hatteras and Ocracoke Islands. In Texas,
state health officials in the Lone Star State have declared the state's measles outbreak over.
Correspondent John Scott.
The virus sickened 762 people since late January. Nearly 100 were hospitalized and two children died.
Three more Republican governors, the chief executives of Mississippi, Tennessee, and Louisiana, authorizing the deployment of National Guard troops to fight crime in Washington, D.C. That brings to roughly 1,100 the number of Guard members on duty in the streets of the nation's capital. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 16 points. The Nasdaq futures are off 42 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Crone. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so both the tunnels now southbound, about 10 to 15 minute delays. We're moving all the traffic, two lanes south on 895, four lanes through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But the backups and the slowdowns are at least 15 minutes and growing, maybe almost now to 20 minutes coming south on 95. See the brake lights now beginning right after the ramp at Moravia Road. So we'll keep an eye on that. Beltway now has gone back to just the normal delays. Parkville side, the interloop filling in at Green Spring. The west side still hurting from an accident way early this morning, an hour ago, on the outer loop before I-70. So that's still jammed up from 795 down through Frederick Road. JFX, you're good from Ruxton Road towards downtown. Wreck on the Capitol Beltway, keeping us slow on the bottom end of 95. The wreck is on the interloop between 95 and Route 1 at College Park. It's affecting the Capitol Beltway back through the ramps at New Hampshire Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy and cool for your Tuesday morning. We'll keep those clouds around throughout the afternoon. Few stray showers here and there, and temps only into the low and mid-70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A little bit of drizzle in Ellicott City right now at 65 degrees. Also drizzle in Essex, 68 degrees there on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The National Weather Service has issued beach hazard statements for Maryland's beaches as Hurricane Erin churns in the Atlantic. Although the storm will not be making landfall in the state, the swell from Erin will bring a high risk of dangerous rip currents beginning today and continuing for much of the week. In addition, there could be breaking waves of 3 to 5 feet and long wave periods that will result in rough surf conditions. Breezy conditions possible along the coast from Wednesday night until Thursday as the wind field from Erin expands. It could be rough over on the eastern shore. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen reacting to President Trump's proposal to eliminate mail-in ballots ahead of the 2026 midterm elections. Trump outlined his plan to lead a movement to get rid of mail-in ballots in Truth Social Post, citing highly inaccurate, very expensive, and seriously controversial voting machines. The president called for an end to mail-in ballots after Russian President Vladimir Putin reportedly questioned their security. Van Hollen says Trump is taking election security advice from Putin. He says that says it all. Maryland has joined a multi-state coalition in suing the Trump administration for imposing immigration conditions on Victims of Crime Act grants. Anthony Brown and other attorneys general say the administration is disregarding the law by saying states cannot access the congressionally authorized funds unless they agree to support immigration enforcement efforts. Brown says crime victims need all the help they can to survive traumatic, often violent experiences that can forever change their lives. 7:06 on WCBM, pick three, lottery number 283, your pick 4, 2165, and next it's Stein on Sports.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You could call them 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The Beavers and Basayo show continued last night in Beantown.
Is in scoring position. Love to make it 4-for-10 right here.
And Basayo cracks it into right center. Short swing, sweet stroke, power off the bat of Samuel Basayo.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Basayo now with two-run singles in his first two MLB games as the Birds take down the Sox last night at Fenway, 6-3 the final. Dylan Beaver is also contributing two hits and an RBI in support of, now can we call him Orioles ace Trevor Rogers, perhaps. Seven innings, one run, his sixth win of the year. So what kind of an effect does the new kitty core have on the original core that remained after the deadline? Here's manager Mancelino.
It's momentum, it's leadership. You know, now when Gunnar looks to his left and right, he's the veteran on the field. Strangely, Adley's the veteran on the field. Westberg, they're 26 years old, and those are the guys, because the guys that came up or the guys that are here are guys that came up through our system. And
last 2 months could be interesting here in Baltimore. It'll be game two and the final game against the Red Sox tonight at Fenway. Great story delivered yesterday in Owings Mills by Ravens special teams coach Randy Brown on what sealed the deal for him on Tyler Loop, a two-hour dinner that culminated in this.
So we kind of moved a couple tables away, and we're in this restaurant in Tucson, and I said, all right, show me. And he does his whole steps back over and on, shows me, okay, this is how I would hit the ball here, this is my lean on my ball. And I texted John afterwards. I said, I think we have our guy.
Loop officially earning the job this past Saturday, drilling 5 of 6 against the Cowboys, including 3 from 50 plus. Coming up in 30 minutes, could major changes be coming to Major League Baseball? And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust: Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you care to call, comment, or contribute, you can email The Morning Drive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, Hillary Rodham Clinton claiming that the Republicans want to abolish women's right to vote.
That's true.
Okay. Now, maybe just yours. The president vows to end mail-in ballots. Can he do that? And the top story here is Chris Van Hollen is basically criticizing the D.C. crime crackdown, which has been, up to now, 400 arrests so far.
Yeah, so God forbid you actually arrest people who are doing bad things in Washington, D.C. That's something that we should all be critical of, right? I just don't understand. I mean, sorry if you missed the irony here. I do not understand what the Democrats' problem is. But clearly, Mr. Van Hollen, one of our two senators, one of our two senatorial representatives in Washington, D.C., he says it's a bad thing. Why? Because Orange Man bad.
All of this is a total abuse of power. It's a manufactured emergency. If you wanted to see an emergency in Washington, D.C., that was back on January 6, 2021, when President Trump did nothing to deploy the National Guard on time.
Okay, that's a lie. It's a despicable lie. He knows better. The Democrats know better. They keep trotting this out, and they're lying. And they need to be called on their lie when it happens. And so when I hear somebody on the Democrat side say this crap, I'm going to call them on it. Here's the deal, Mr. Van Hollen. If you forgot, days before January 6th, President Trump offered to the mayor of the city of D.C., to Nancy Pelosi, who was in charge of security because of the rules of the way that building works. She was in charge of the Capitol, and I believe to people in the military as well. He said, I'll give you 20,000 National Guards on the 6th for security. They said, basically, I don't like the optics of that. No.
So don't blame Trump for there not being National Guard in place on January 6th. Nancy Pelosi is on record as saying she declined it. She's on record in a documentary done by her daughter. I mean, this isn't some wildcat documentary using AI footage of somebody pretending to be Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi is on record as saying, yeah, he offered it. I said no. So exactly how in hell is this Donald Trump's problem that there was not security on Jan 6? Mr. Van Hollen, you should know better. You should be embarrassed by what you're doing. And then he says, well, don't forget, though, even with that, D.C. crime is on the downward trajectory.
D.C. can do more to reduce violent crime as we can across the country. Crime in D.C. is at a 30-year low and a downward trajectory. So this is all an opportunity for Donald Trump to play dictator in Washington, D.C.
Okay, now think about this. On a downward trajectory, that's great. Still one of the three or four most violent cities in the entire country. That's the stat to look at. Are they still a violent city? Yes. More violent than most capitals of most nations on this globe. Okay, Mr. Van Hollen, but it's nice to know they're getting better, huh? Yeah, tell that to people getting mugged there. 7:13 right now, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the backups of both the Harbor Tunnels now. 895 is now backed up right under the bridge at Pulaski Highway. So from there, through the tunnel and down to Child Street, 25 minutes from that point, the backup on 95 has moved down a little bit, but we're still 20 to 25 minutes there as well. So typical ride, nothing out of the ordinary, no big issues right now, just the heavy traffic on the southbound side. Beltway, yep, now all the morning delays are there. Parkville side, Interloop, Green Spring, down the west side, still hurting from the early morning accident before Security Boulevard. JFX, no issues. The heavy traffic south on 95 towards the Capitol Beltway. Cleanup was with a wreck. A couple of trucks were involved on the Interloop between 95 and Route 1. So from Powder Mill Road, Cherry Hill Road, on to the Capitol Beltway. And then the Capitol Beltway is very slow on both the inner and the outer loop at New Hampshire Avenue. The morning construction area looks like it's just beginning now. Heads up in Harford County. They'll be blocking a lane on I-95 northbound at Route 24, 76-mile marker on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Cloudy, cooler again today, 76, chance of a shower or so. Things will start heating up towards midweek or so. Right now we have cloudy skies, and it is 67 in Pikesville, 66 in Ellicott City. Time for our Mega Movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, yesterday, of course, historic peace summit at the White House with European leaders, along with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who was wearing his jacket, no suit. President Trump weighed in on three key components of the peace summit. And one is, should there be a ceasefire?
I like the ceasefire from another standpoint. You immediately stop the killing. But I believe a peace agreement at the end of all of this is something that's very attainable.
And he went on to say that he was able to negotiate the end of wars in Rwanda and Congo, and also with Azerbaijan and Armenia, that went on for 30 years with no ceasefire. About those security guarantees, something that he says Putin has already signed off on.
I'm optimistic that collectively we can reach an agreement that would deter any future aggression against Ukraine, and I actually think there won't be. I think that's even overrated.
But that'll mean no NATO membership, but NATO-like security guarantees. And what about the land swap? Looks like Putin is going to hang on to Crimea, but the big question is what happens into eastern parts of Ukraine, including the Donbas and the Donetsk region.
We also need to discuss the possible exchanges of territory, taking into consideration the current line of contact. That means the war zone.
Yeah, that line of contact is Donetsk, which, if you hang on to that, he hasn't been able to take it in 12 years. The Ukrainians have fought very hard to keep that, and they're not going to want to give that away. First Lady Melania Trump urged President Putin to protect children in a letter that was handed to Putin by President Trump. And in it, she wrote, every child shares the same quiet dreams in their heart. They dream of love, possibility, and safety from danger. As leaders, the responsibility to sustain our children extends beyond the comfort of a few. She went on to say that nature of childhood innocence, describing it as purity which stands above geography, government, and ideology, suggesting that children's quiet resilience offers a silent defiance against the forces that can potentially claim their future. She wrote to Putin, you can single-handedly restore their melodic laughter, which could not only serve Russia, but serve humanity itself. Putin was very thankful they received the letter, but who knows?
Yeah,
because he's a KGB thug, whether he will do anything on it or not. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro weighing in on the latest update on D.C. crime crackdown.
Everyone, it's Judge Jeanine filling you in on what's going on in the surge in Washington, D.C. We're at more than 400 arrests over the weekend, 127 this past weekend with our federal partners and this cooperative law enforcement effort. We seized 21 illegal guns. We've made arrests on warrants for homicide, sexual predators, drug trafficking, illegals. If you want to be in D.C. and you're a criminal, you're not welcome.
Yeah, President Trump says now D.C. is the safest city in the United States. Yeah, why wouldn't Memphis, Baltimore, Oakland, Los Angeles, Detroit, why wouldn't they all want to do this to keep their residents safe?
Right.
Because they don't care. That's why. There was another assassination attempt or plot that was being considered for President Trump. U.S. Attorney Pirro announced that yesterday.
Hi, everyone. It's Judge Jeanine. I just wanted to let you know here from the United States Attorney's Office in D.C. that an individual by the name of Nathalie Rose Jones is now in custody, charged with two federal crimes for knowingly and willfully threatening to take the life of the President of the United States. She did come from New York to Washington, D.C., and she has been threatening and calling for the removal of the president, and even worse, as she got to D.C. Her threats were on Facebook and Instagram, and she continued to call the president a terrorist and was working to have him eliminated. She is now in custody. She will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Make no mistake about that.
Yeah, well, we do not make a mistake when it's Pirro that's doing the prosecuting. Yeah. I tell you right now, Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey has resigned. And he's now taking a position at a federal as co-deputy FBI director. He's going to share duties with Dan Bongino. I like this because Bailey, I think, is one of these guys that pushes it back against the deep state. He was one of the few attorney generals that was at the forefront standing up against lawfare against Donald Trump. And I think that's why you see him over at FBI. It seems like they need more bodies over there.
Yeah.
Just not Cash and Bongino. Right. They need more people of like mind. So that, I think, is refreshing. We'll see what he's able to do atop the FBI silo. The DOJ is going to hand over the Epstein files documents to the Oversight Committee this Friday. Yesterday, Bill Barr testified before James Comer's committee saying that Donald Trump was not implicated whatsoever in any way, shape, or form in any of the files that Barr reviewed at the Justice Department. Finally, the United States canceling scheduled trade talks with India amid escalating tariff tensions. India wants to continue to buy Russia oil and gas. For President Trump, that's a non-starter. Right. So they're going to get a 50% tariff at least, or perhaps more, if they don't toe the line. That's the way it went down 212 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, we use HI here, human intelligence. No AI. No AI. And our HI fact checkers have corrected two things.
Yes.
One, the Paris Peace Accords of 1973, the shape of the table, North Vietnamese, not North Korea.
I'm talking about 1952.
Well,
and
this,
the North Koreans.
The shape of the table was in the Paris Peace Accords of the North
Vietnamese.
The shape
of the table between the North Koreans and the Americans.
All right, well, look it up, HI. And it was Willie Sutton, not Willie Horton,
yes,
or Willie Keeler,
right,
that said that's where they go to the banks because that's where the money is.
That's what I said.
You said Willie Horton.
Did I say Horton?
Yeah.
I meant Sutton.
Okay. 7:21, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income in retirement, any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
723, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Morning backup has arrived now in Annapolis and heading towards Annapolis, coming down from Millersville and from Gambrills and Odenton, southbound I-97 and Route 32. Everybody has their headlights on. It's foggy, a little rain. We're still getting some spray from the vehicle. So that's the normal backup there. On 50 right now, despite the streets being wet, no issues from Oceanic Drive over to the Severn River Bridge and then over towards I-97. The Bay Bridge is still open, 2 east, 3 west, and not a problem there. The new rack, Howard County, coming south out of Ellicott City, southbound Route 29, appears to be after the interchange there at Route 40, maybe down closer to the ramp area at 103. So just a heads up for that if you're traveling south. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays, anywhere from 20 to 25 minute delays right now, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Cloudy, cooler again today, 76 with a chance of a shower or two. Right now it is raining, 73 in Ocean City, cloudy and 67 in Middle River.
Now this is kind of interesting. Congress is currently, because of DOGE, because of some of the other budget constraints that are placed on this administration, the Congress has said that the D.C. has to operate on the amount of money they received last year. All right? So when you hear the Democrats complain about Congress sitting on all this money they're not going to give them, that's because they're not going to receive an automatic increase in funds. They want them to simply operate on what they received last year. With that as basis, here's Chris Van Hollen.
He should be releasing, along with the House Republicans, the $1 billion, $1 billion in money that belongs to the people of D.C. that they're holding that D.C. could use to hire more police.
And again, that $1 billion is the difference between what they were scheduled to receive under Biden and what they received last year. It's $1.1 billion. And the question is, does this somehow mean Congress is withholding money from them? Or they're simply saying, here's all the money you received last year without a $1.1 billion increase in money. To me, it's much more the latter than the former. You have to decide on this. But Van Hollen says, even with all that money missing, this is not an emergency.
The abuse of power is claiming that this is an emergency. And everybody who's watching what happens knows that this is not an emergency in Washington, D.C. So he is using this technical provision in the law, but I would argue clearly he's abusing it to manufacture this emergency. And now he has 30 days in which he can act. At that time, of course, in order to continue to act, he needs Congress to extend it.
Yeah, okay, fine. So it goes to 30 days, whether Congress extends or not, we don't know. But it's not exactly like they've deployed all the National Guard and they're now, you know, set up and got cots and sleeping through the day. They've been very busy. By my count, they've roughly 400 arrests that have been made so far by the increase in number of individuals, law enforcement individuals in Washington, D.C. since this began. That ain't shabby.
Yeah, they've taken people off the street, wanted for homicide, for rape. They have taken folks, there have been ICE arrests, illegal aliens. There have been close to 75 illegal guns taken off the streets. You'd think the left would love that.
Yeah.
Well, it's always the gun that's at fault here, so you would think.
Not the criminal.
Exactly. But they're taking both illegal guns and criminals and illegal aliens. All of them are coming off the streets of D.C.
But that is viewed by the Democrats as a bad thing. Again, that's a 20% on these 20%, 80% issues.
Yeah.
Even as far as, you know, this Democrat, I can't get the guy's name. His last name is Smith. He's a Democratic strategist. He lives in D.C. He was on News Nation yesterday, and he said this about his life experience.
I actually live in the District of Columbia, and I can tell you they do get our garbage, that they do plow the streets when it snows, and that people can walk the streets without being gunned down. So I would invite Republican strategists who I hear this talking point that it's essentially Baghdad to come and, you know, they can have dinner with me at Le Dip. We can walk around. It's safe. This is an interesting picture they've painted, and it's not in tune with reality.
Really?
Yeah. Le Dip is the diplomat. It's a fancy French restaurant.
Yes.
in D.C. But try U Street at like midnight.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Try Anacostia or Southeast at any time of day or night. Not good neighborhoods. And for the first time, the D.C. Metro now is, I just heard from a woman, young woman yesterday, that I happen to know. She lives in D.C., not too far from Le Dip, and she said she now feels for the first time safe taking the metro.
Yeah.
Which, you know, sometimes you're working late at night in D.C. and you're coming home. And,
right.
It's not a night. It's Uber and Lyft. That's what they deal with.
When I met my wife, she was working at what was then Greater Southeast Community Hospital in Anacostia. It's the only hospital I've ever seen. I may have said this before. The only hospital I've ever seen surrounded with barbed wire.
Yeah.
That's an indication. They have drugs in hospitals, and doctors drive nice cars. It was surrounded with barbed wire.
Yeah. Well, the Hopkins...
The
Hopkins campus is in much better.
No, true.
Coming up next, is it the end for mail-in ballots? President Trump sure hopes so. We have all the details right now in the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. A suspect has been arrested in a robbery and an attempted robbery at ATMs in Glen Burnie. First victim had just withdrawn cash from a bank in the 7200 block of Glen Burnie. When the armed suspect approached, the victim ran, but the suspect caught her and took the money and her cell phone. A short time later, police received a call from a victim at a nearby drive-through ATM who said a man tried to enter their vehicle. A responding officer found the suspect with a replica firearm and the robbery victim's cash and cell phone. Rashid Jackson of Baltimore has been arrested. Governor Wes Moore says applications for the Build Our Future grant program will open again on August 25. The third round of the program will provide matching grants of up to $2 million to projects that demonstrate a transformative impact in accelerating growth and innovation in the state's strategic industry sectors. Moore says investing in industries of the future will grow the economy, attract greater private sector engagement, and create new, good-paying jobs. Summer vacation winding down for thousands of young folks in Maryland. Students in St. Mary's and Frederick counties will return to classroom tomorrow. Schools in most counties open next Monday or on September 2nd. Final preparations currently taking place for the 2025 Maryland State Fair is being held over 3 weekends in Baltimore County starting Thursday. So if you typically drive up York Road in that area, you're not going to be doing so very comfortably sometime real soon. Tickets available online or at the gate. No injuries reported after an apparent explosion, pretty spectacular explosion. They got it on video. An explosion on a ship carrying coal near the site of the Key Bridge collapse Monday evening, 6:30 p.m. U.S. Coast Guard, Baltimore Fire Department, Port of Baltimore personnel all responded to the scene in the Potomac River at around 6:30 p.m. after the WCF Fire bulk carrier left the CSX coal dock. A fire on the vessel contained. The ship has been removed from the channel with the assistance of tugboats. 7:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Hey, folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top-quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566. Pick three, lottery number 283. Pick four, 2165. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Now we're back looking at 895, and it's still slow right here at the bridge at Pulaski Highway. So from there, to get into the tunnel, through the tunnel, and down to Child Street, we're still looking at least 25 minutes there. Yeah, now 95 has gotten a little bit further back, almost back to the city-county line. So 25 to 30 minutes now on the back up on 95. Very slow traffic right here at Moravia Road. Nothing major on the Beltway right now, including the southwest side, still looking okay. Coming up from I-97 through 648 towards the BW Parkway. Just made a quick check on the JFX. No problems at all between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy and cool for your Tuesday morning. We'll keep those clouds around throughout the afternoon. Few stray showers here and there, and temps only into the low and mid 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Grieven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. A lesson the Red Sox learned the hard way last night was don't rile up Gunnar Henderson with a hard slide into second base.
What story went in hard, too. Gunnar Henderson was not happy about it at all. And watch him just kind of hang on right there.
Gunnar got caught looking his first time up against May.
Henderson cracks the first pitch to deep center field. Raffaello will watch it fly. Henderson with a monstrous delivery.
Kevin Brown and Big Ben McDonald had the call on Masson. Henderson's 15th of the year. Got the scoring started after he was slid into hard at second base, and he later had an RBI triple. As the Birds took care of the Red Sox at Fenway last night, 6-3 was the final. It was also the debut of Orioles rookie Sam Basayo behind the plate. Trevor Rogers pitched 7 for the win and praised his receiver.
The moment hasn't, you know, sped up on him. I think that's really impressive. And 21 years old, and he's doing this. You know, it's still early, but he's doing this as a 21-year-old. It's super impressive.
Basayo adding another two-run single to cap the scoring. That's 4 runs batted in now for Basayo and 9 MLB at-bats. Meanwhile, O's players seeing light at the end of the tunnel with the infusion of young talent. Here's Jordan Westberg the other day on the excitement.
This is the future, right? Like, this is what the fans have been screaming for, and what's exciting to come to the clubhouse every day and see some new faces and guys who've worked their whole lives to get here.
Westberg hurt last night in the first inning, had to leave the game with ankle soreness. Elsewhere in baseball, it's been 27 years since MLB has expanded, and Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred provided an outline of what he'd like to get done in a back and forth on ESPN on Sunday night.
How about a window into the future? Expansion, realignment, expanded playoffs. I mean, can you see that down the road?
I can. I think the first two topics are related in my mind. I think if we expand, it provides us with an opportunity to geographically realign. I think we could save a lot of wear and tear on our players.
Manfred went on to tout Salt Lake City and Nashville as potential cities, but he later dropped the bombshell that realignment could do away with the 148-year tradition of the American League and the National League as separate, with all of baseball coming under one league, MLB, like the NFL, NBA, and NHL. Two issues popping up for the Ravens in the wake of their 31-13 win over the Cowboys: depth at offensive tackle and rush linebacker. Rookie Carson Vinson, considered a project, was pushed around a bit in Dallas, and now with the injury to Adisa Isaac, the spotlight shines on David Ajabo, who by most accounts held his own against the Cowboys. And a final note from the BMW Championship at Caves Valley: Ashke Bhatia, remember him? He earned the 30th and final spot in the Tour Championship set to begin in Atlanta next week. Bhatia hit the ace on the 17th hole during the third round on Saturday, a 5-iron on the 227-yard par 3 hole. The time now is 7:37. When we return, mulling over nickname options for Beavers and Basayo.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
All right, so Basayo is going to be a little bit more difficult, but I think for Dylan Beavers.
Leave it to Beaver. Starring.
I mean, can't we just call him the Beaver?
Hey, I thought this was a duo type thing.
We're going to get to the duo in a second.
Oh, I see.
But from now on, can we just call him the Beaver?
No, his name was Beavers.
I get it. We can call him the Beav. So from now on, when I do the highlights, I'm like, and that brought up the Beav in the bottom of the ninth. Something like that.
That's right? Brilliant. Okay.
Or I could say it was 3-2 in the bottom of the ninth, and the Orioles decided to leave it to Beaver.
You see, that's
Can
brilliant.
I do that?
That's, you could do that.
Brilliant. Just brilliant.
You might need a royalty payment on that one.
But we're not telling anybody. All right. Now, as far as the dynamic duo is, and that's a pretty good one right
dynamic
there.
Dynamic duo.
The dynamic duo.
We've heard Batman and Robin.
Right.
What about Beavers and Bathead?
Beavers and Bathead.
How about Saquon Vanzetti?
I don't think you're going to need a royalty for that one.
Take off on Beavis and Butthead in case you missed it.
How about the B&B boys? Like, remember the M&M boys, Maris and Mantle?
Yeah. Okay.
B&B?
Yeah, you can do that. The double B twins?
I got nothing after that.
I think you died at Leave It to Beaver.
Guys, I think so, too. You quit where you were at.
Guys, it's two games. First two games.
First rule of holes.
Wasn't Basayo considered the best catching prospect in the draft when he was drafted?
And now. Yeah, and now in Major League Baseball, yeah.
All right.
He's got two-run singles in two games. The guy can hit.
Yeah, did you see the phone call between him and his dad?
Yes.
No, that was really touching. Yeah, really good stuff.
His dad delivered the news.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. I like it.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Okay, hold on a second here, because this is important, because this has been a topic of conversation for the last 45 minutes. During the Korean peace negotiations of 1953, the main point of contention was the table and the table shape. The Chinese-North Korean side wanted a square table. The U.S.-UN side wanted a round table. It took them months of negotiations.
Well, apparently, the history repeated itself because it happened again in 1973.
The people, the commies, really have a problem with table shapes.
Tables, right. Let's hope that the trilateral commission meeting that's coming up. Between,
a triangle. It's the only sensible thing to do.
Exactly. Wow. That's just crazy.
Of a specific size, by the way, because that was part of it. When they got back together in 2018, they had to be 20.18 millimeters or centimeters wide to symbolize the year. I mean, this is how picky we got on this stuff. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Something that we have talked about ad nauseum here is the rigged election of 2020 and how President Trump, I believe, was cheated out of a second term at that point. And the culprits, the mail-in ballots. And I wanted he put something on Truth Social. We'll hear from him, a piece of audio here in just a second. But what he said in Truth Social in his post, that I'm going to lead a movement to get rid of mail-in ballots and also while we're at it, highly inaccurate, very expensive, and seriously controversial voting machines, which cost 10 times more than accurate and sophisticated watermarked paper, which is faster and leaves no doubt at the end of the evening as to who won and who lost the election. We are now the only country in the world that uses mail-in voting. All others gave it up because of the massive voter fraud and counterfeit. Well, yeah, that sent off the left and the fact checkers, and you got to be careful. You got to compare apples to apples here, because we're not talking about absentee voting, and that's what many people on the left are using as, well, they have mail-in voting. All these countries, Trump is just wrong. I think Canada, and there are a few others that offer domestic mail-in voting. A few. But the vast majority of countries do not offer domestic mail-in voting. They all offer absentee ballots in case you have military or out of the country, whatever. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about domestic mail-in voting. President Trump says that's got to go.
So between paper ballots, very, very important, paper ballots, and I think maybe even more important, the mail-in voting. We're going to end mail-in voting. It's a fraud. If you have mail-in vote, even Jimmy Carter with this commission, they set it up. He said the one thing about mail-in voting, you will never have an honest election if you have mail-in. And it's time that the Republicans get tough and stop it, because the Democrats want it. It's the only way they can get elected. Because with men and women sports, and with transgender for everybody, and open borders, and all of the horrible things, and now the new thing is, they love crime. They're fighting me on the fact that I've made Washington, D.C. safe. We're not going to get mugged, beaten up, or killed like all the people you've been watching get so badly hurt. I'm glad, I hate to take your time with this, but I'm glad you asked me that question.
Sorry.
We're going to stop mail-in ballots because it's corrupt.
All right, the question is, can he stop it at the executive branch? Because it's in the Constitution on who controls, who sets states. The date, who controls the elections. But the argument here is that this is a federal election, and the federal government should have some say in what they'll accept as a legit ballot or not. So that could be another
question.
Coming legal fight. 743.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News, because that's coming up in a minute. Our telephone number is 410-WCBM-680. First, though, our very own Chuck Whitaker with a clear and concise analysis of how traffic is going this morning. Chaz?
Very nice to be here once again. Good morning, my friends.
Good morning, Charles.
Brought to you as a service.
Friends, and I do mean friends.
Yes. We're gathered here today. Wants you as a service of Barney's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. They're working. Contractor works during rush hour, not overnight, not in the morning, in the middle of rush hour, northbound 95 at Route 24. There's at least a mile back up there northbound. I think they're in the right lane today on the northbound side. They relocated, well, I shouldn't say they relocated. We relocated the incident southbound Route 29, now reported at Route 100. So a little bit further south from Route 40, and it was blocking the right-hand lane. There's a new report of a minor wreck at the north end of the Hanover Street Bridge. That could be a problem out in the western part of the city. New wreck at North Avenue and Denison Street. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle. Let Bernie's Automotive keep your vehicle ready by checking your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop by, see Bernie today, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. It is going to be cloudy, cooler, 76. Chance of a shower here or there. Right now, cloudy, 66 in Ellicott City, 65 in Owings Mills. It is time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. We've got a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug up for grabs today. And let's meet our contestant. He's Robert of Middle River.
Come on down.
Come on, Robert.
Good morning.
Weren't expecting that, were you,
How's
Robert?
Everyone?
We're doing A-OK, sir. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go first.
All right.
My man.
Right out of the box. He doesn't want to round for Chuck's pick.
How do you know he's in a box?
I can see him. It's a red box, isn't it? Look at it.
Yeah.
Is that not
a red
box?
Box?
It is a red box.
It's what it says on the screen here.
Right.
Yeah. Sure thing.
Story
it's
one.
A red box here on the screen.
I need a DVD, right?
That's indeed. Story one. A human-sized patrol robot meant to record and deter crime in Montgomery County parking garages was sidelined last month after privacy and transparency concerns. The robot, which was not previously announced to the Montgomery County Council or the public, was named Parker. It was a soft launch. The reports caught unknowing residents and politicians in a bit of surprise when they saw the human-like robot in a parking garage. It's just a walking camera. Story two, the Broadway play.
You use those.
Are you really? Broadway play, Oh Mary. It's about Mary Todd Lincoln, the wife of President Abraham Lincoln, is reimagining Mary Todd as a raging alcoholic with cabaret dreams. And the iconic U.S. president is portrayed now as a trans woman.
Okay.
In story three, President Trump has reportedly moved a portrait of former President Joe Biden to a location in the White House where visitors are typically not allowed. The portrait is now hanging at the top of the grand staircase next to the bathroom, a location that is inaccessible to White House visitors. Story one, Parker, the security robot, has people freaking out in Montgomery County. Story two, Abraham Lincoln, a trans woman, Broadway play. And story three, Trump moves Biden's picture next to the bathroom upstairs. Nobody can see it. All right, we'll start with Robert. Robert.
I'm going to say it's between two and three, but I'm going to go with two.
Robert selects number two. Kristen?
I think that sounds crazy enough to be true. And I'm trying to think here. I think I'm going to go with number three. I have a hard time believing Montgomery County would try to be saving, stopping crime, but I also don't think Trump would bother. I think he has too many busy things. He doesn't care about where to move the portrait. I'm going to go with number three.
All right, three. Bruce?
I'm going to follow Kristen right to the bathroom. Biden, number three.
No kidding.
Please don't.
Please. HR, no better.
That's enough here.
Log it.
Yeah, flag it. Flag it. That's what I meant.
That's an HR violation if I ever heard one.
Oh, my God. And we're going to go to the trial.
My God. Indeed. Look at him. He's turning red now. Look at him. He's in a red box.
He's in a box now.
Just between his ears.
Chuck, bringing up the rear.
Yes, thank you. I think that robot's first name would probably be Royal.
Royal Parker.
Thank you very much. Three, please.
Well, if they had more than one, they could be the Parker brothers.
It's true.
You're going one?
They have a monopoly on it. Yes, three.
Yes. Three or one?
Three.
All right.
God.
Well, you start with your nonsense.
Yeah, your nonsense.
Oh, I start with my nonsense. Okay, well, that's the end of that. No more for you. No more jokes for you. You wise guy.
Oh, I didn't realize there were going to be jokes today. Go ahead, Chuck.
Story what? Two. Abe Lincoln, a trans woman on Broadway. Yeah, apparently it's not Hamilton, but it's there.
I'm going to slap your bald head now.
That's a true story. Story three is our fake news story of the day, only because it wasn't Biden. He moved pictures of Obama. Bush 41, and Bush 43 out of view. How about that, folks?
Mm-hmm.
Robert, congratulations. Robert, you lost. I'm sorry.
He lost.
You selected number two.
Yeah.
I'm trying to sort through all the nonsense there, and I got lost. Yeah. Thank you, Robert, for listening and playing the game.
Yeah, Chuck, go ahead. Do the joke you were promising us.
Yes.
I told you. Be quiet, boy. I'm not talking to you.
You know, he tries this out before he goes on the cruise tours.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Yeah.
I tried this out. I'd like to try you out.
Mrs. Elliott says I have to grow my hair out, by the way.
Oh, she doesn't like it?
Well, she says it's all right, but she prefers to have my hair back, at least to a degree. Although she likes this part.
She likes like a quarter inch of fuzz versus a skinhead.
Right, exactly. So we're growing back the quarter inch of fuzz.
It looks like a chia pet.
Yeah, your hair will. Right now she likes this because she had a hangnail, and this is like sandpaper up here right now. So she was able to just go back and forth in my head and took care of it right away.
Okay.
You filing her fingers on your head?
Yes, exactly.
That speaks volumes, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right,
yes,
Chuck.
It does.
See you in a couple. 7:50.
Right,
you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep
high
breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High-five, everybody! High-five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back.
Yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High-five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
7:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
The Parkway northbound here at 197 is really slow. No reports of anything, but all the information coming in now shows a backup between 197, 198, and Route 32. There's a lot of heavy traffic through there, so I think it's just that the roadway conditions have been a little bit damp in that area as well. Most of the backup is pretty much dissipated now from the wreck earlier on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway near Route 1. The vehicles were off the roadway, so a little better right through there. You do have your normal delays. A little bit of rain and some fog. I-97 is backed up towards Annapolis right at the ramps at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, cool today, 76. Chance of a shower still. Warming up starting tomorrow. It's cloudy, 68 in Middle River, and it is 68 in Pasadena. Let's take a phone call here from Claude in Arbutus.
Morning, Claude.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Bruce.
Yes, sir.
Look, they're talking about the Trump and his FBI, his National Guard and all that. They're jackbooted thugs, more or less. And when I seen them out there, they were very courteous to people. They were not disrespectful to people. But I don't know where they're at, if they're in the Capitol, where they're at, what areas of D.C., but the Anacostia, you don't want to walk in there overnight by yourself. You don't, even like where that hospital is, Bruce, where did you say the hospital was?
I don't think it was just anywhere. It was a Greater Southeast Community Hospital.
No, I think it's there.
Is it still there?
I don't think it's
there anymore, yeah.
With barbed wire. I mean, every institution around there has special police that are armed. Everyone. Because of all this.
Yeah.
It's not a very good area.
Well, look, in most of these cities, let me give you the stats right now in D.C. Robbery's down 46%, assault with a deadly weapon down 6%, carjacking down 83%, car theft is down 21%, violent crime down 22%, property crime 6%, all crimes are down a total of 8%. So that's just in a week's time. 1 week.
Well, that's great. I mean, they made like 400 arrests, I believe. They locked up a bunch of people at the mall for carrying on with the bikes and all that out. The lawlessness has to stop.
Yeah, it does.
And here's another thing. The president, Our governor and our mayor, every time they open their mouth, they sound stupider and stupider every day. They're not going to bring the National Guard.
Well, especially when Governor Tex Moore starts talking about policing. He knows absolutely nothing about policing. Nothing.
I know more about policing than he'll ever know.
Yep, I'm sorry.
For you.
Claude, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. Oh, by the way, one D.C. police officer was being heckled by an obese leftist while he was making an arrest in D.C. yesterday at the Metro Station elevator. And she starts heckling him. You know, you could choose to do something else. You want to be a veterinarian? You want to be a doctor? And the officer said, you can choose to eat a salad.
Yes, great.
Now they are demanding he be fired for unprofessional behavior.
Oh, really? I mean, I'm sure that'll be another Justice Jeanine's caseload right away. She characterized some of the stuff that the Democrats are saying as her life experience, particularly now as a prosecutor in D.C., reflects.
The dumbest thing the Democrats ever said was defund the police.
Yeah.
Okay? Really. And we are suffering as a result of that Democrat statement because they know how dangerous crime is. I had them look at a stat that apparently no one's looked at. 45 teenagers killed in the last year and 8 months by weapons, by shotguns, by firearms. Okay? 45. Every one of them African American. Every one of them black.
Yeah, and she says those are the victims, not just the perpetrators. She said, and as far as the idea, you can't take a 14-year-old and put him on trial for murder. Well, you know, what do they say? A murder is a murder is a murder is a murder is a murder.
70% of those homicides are not solved. That means the guns are still on the street, the young thugs are still on the street, and they want to say, we can't prosecute young kids. Yes, you can. A murder is no less a murder if you're 15 years old.
Period. You know, absolute period on that. There's no doubt that that's the case. Do me a favor, skip the Hillary Clinton cut next, if you would, because I want to make sure I have time to get this in. This is something that I've come across online, decided to sweeten the audio just a little bit, because, Sean, I think that it's time we broaden our education. One of the functions we have here on the Morning Drive is to make sure that people, you know, expand their vocabulary. So here we go, folks. It is your Appalachian word of the day.
Appalachian word of the day. The word of the day is botany. Hey honey, I'm looking for some milk in the fridge, but I don't think you bought me.
Botany. I don't think you bought me. The Appalachian word of the day.
Can barely make it out over the music.
Yeah, I'm going to bring the music down this mix. Next mix, I'll make it.
Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you that Rescue Orsine is a great supplement. It's all natural, no side effects whatsoever. It's great for several reasons. One, it helps you with sustainable energy. Two, it helps to regulate your blood pressure. And it really is intended for cellular repair. It's fuel at the cellular level. That's why it can give you sustainable energy all day long. And you'll need to take the caffeine and all the energy drinks or all that stuff that just is a temporary fix, and then you know you eventually crash and feel worse as a result of it. Not with Rescue Orsine, developed by cardiologist Dr. Jeffrey Shapiro. It is, again, one of the top sellers at Rescue Natural Supplements. Right now, you can buy one, get one free. All you have to do is use the coupon code FUEL, F-U-E-L, that's FUEL, when you order yours today at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483, or online at res-q.com. Buy one, get one free of Rescue Orsine by using the coupon code FUEL.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM coming up after the top of the hour, right after the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Matt Schloss. Is it Matt
Schlegel?
Matt Schlegel. Back to school. He's the guy down in Anne Arundel County. Right?
Yeah, the dilemma of what to do with Matt Schlegel as a school teacher.
Yeah, I can't read my own handwriting. And preemptive speculation. That's the topic of next hour.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. In the wake of that historic diplomatic meeting at the White House, President Trump is now working to arrange a Zelensky-Putin meeting aimed at ending the war between their two countries.
These are the heads of major countries.
President Trump hosting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and seven European leaders to discuss how to end the war with Russia.
All of us would obviously prefer an immediate ceasefire while we work on a lasting peace.
But he told them,
in a very significant step, President Putin agreed that Russia would accept security guarantees for Ukraine.
Adding,
the European nations are going to take a lot of the burden. We're going to help them.
After the session, President Trump said he again spoke to Putin to begin arrangements for a face-to-face meeting between the Russian leader and Zelensky. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Mr. Trump is vowing more changes in the way elections are conducted in the U.S.
The president is speaking out once again about doing away with mail-in ballots, which are used by about one-third of all American voters.
We're going to end mail-in voting. It's a fraud.
He also wants to eliminate voting machines. According to the Constitution, Congress has the authority to determine the time, place, and manner of elections. Greg Clugston, the White House.
East Coast witnessing treacherous surf and dangerous rip currents as Hurricane Erin churns way out in the Atlantic. People are being urged not to go into the water. In some cases, they're prohibited from entering the surf. Erin is not expected to make landfall, but it's a menacing storm nonetheless. Evacuation orders in place for parts of North Carolina's Outer Banks. The Air Canada Flight Attendants Union says it has a tentative contract agreement to end a three-day strike that has snarled the travel plans of thousands of air passengers. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. Dow futures, 51 points higher. NASDAQ futures are down 22 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
803, Tuesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
We might have a new problem. Haven't seen it yet, but I'm just starting to see the backup interloop, the report of an accident between Bel Air Road and 95. And right now, the traffic is just starting to slow coming down from the bridge at Putty Hill towards Bel Air Road. So we'll try to get State Highway to turn that camera a little bit back to the east and see if we can see this wreck on the interloop between there and I-95. Everybody else on the Beltway, pretty much the normal delays. We've had delays on the Capitol Beltway. We had the wreck earlier in College Park on the interloop between 95 and Route 1. The outer loop is with the normal delay before New Hampshire Avenue. The inner loop from that wreck at Route 1 still has a backup there coming over from Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy and cool for your Tuesday morning. We'll keep those clouds around throughout the afternoon. Few stray showers here and there, and temps only into the low and mid-70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Not nearly as brutal as it has been for the last handful of days. Ellicott City is 65 degrees right now, and Baltimore has 67 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, you may have seen the fireball if you happen to be in the right location. No injuries reported after an apparent explosion on a ship carrying coal near the site of the Key Bridge collapse Monday evening. The U.S. Coast Guard, Baltimore Fire Department, and Port of Baltimore personnel responded to the scene at the Potomac River around 6:30 p.m. last night after the WCF Fire bulk carrier left the CSX coal dock. The fire on the vessel contained. The ship has been removed from the channel with the assistance of tugboats. Governor Moore says his office is in touch with local and federal authorities, and the situation is being closely monitored. Maryland AG Anthony Brown says no charges will be filed in connection with the deadly police-involved shooting in Howard County last year. The November 20th shooting happened after the suspect began an alleged domestic incident. He held police at bay for 2 hours in a home in American Farrell Lane before an exchange of gunfire with officers. When police entered the home, they discovered 29-year-old Tyree Winslow dead. The investigation found the fatal shot was self-inflicted.
The search will resume today for the man who went missing in the water at the Beaver Dam Swim Club in Cocktailsville over this past weekend. Sunday, despite the search efforts since then, lifeguards and emergency responders have not been able to find him. Yesterday, divers with the Baltimore County Police Department and volunteer water cadaver dogs spent much of the day searching for the man who was presumed drowned. The operation has included sonar and underwater techniques. Pick 3 Lottery, 283. Pick 4, 2165. It's 8:06, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. If your kitchen feels more 1990 than 2025, it's time to call AS Builders and Home Improvement. They specialize in kitchen makeovers that are built to last. Open concepts, custom cabinets, gorgeous countertops, and more. The team at AES makes the process smooth, honest, and on time. Make your kitchen the heart of your home again. Visit them at AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any remodel or new kitchen. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Well, this certainly wasn't the season we expected from the Orioles, nor is this what we expected from Trevor Rogers. Here.
He got him! Rogers rocks Rafaela and finishes off another masterpiece, 7 strong in Boston.
It is simply Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, folks.
Kevin Brown and Big Ben McDonald with the call on Masson. Repeat after me, Trevor Rogers, comeback player of the year. 6-2 now after 7 innings of one-run baseball, lowering his ERA to 1.41 as Baltimore takes game 1 from Boston. 6-3 was the final. After the game, Rogers said he had to be at his best.
Really focusing on execution, you know, this lineup has been playing really well against left-handed pitchers, so I really had to, you know, lock it in on the game planning, constant mix throughout the game.
Game 2 in the final game of the Red Sox series tonight in Boston. Emphasis has been placed this summer in Owings Mills on takeaways. That is the Ravens taking the football away and creating more opportunities for Lamar and the offense. So far, so good, head coach John Harbaugh says.
Listen, I thought the guys did a really good job of that in that last game down there in Dallas. We did a lot of the things that winning football teams do, you know, in games. So I was happy to see that, and I want to keep building on all those things.
Baltimore forcing 2 in Dallas to go along with 4 sacks, including a safety. And finally, a long-planned docuseries directed by Spike Lee on the life of former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick has been shelved over what ESPN has termed creative differences among them, the director, and the ex-quarterback. No comment, by the way, from Lee or Kaepernick. It was nearly a decade ago when Kaepernick, then of the 49ers, protested against racial injustice in the U.S. when he knelt during the national anthem before a preseason game. Coming up in 30 minutes, ranking the local TV baseball broadcast teams. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years. From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up in this hour, your topics and stories are, we have a serial burglar on the lam again.
Wow.
Democrats and their problem with premature speculation. But our
yeah, I know.
Top story,
man.
Top story today is the dilemma of what do you do with Matt Schlegel. Now, that name doesn't ring a bell. He is the Severna Park Elementary teacher who last year was accused by 8 children of touching them inappropriately. 55 charges related to sex abuse of minors were levied against Matt Schlegel. and these eight children from different grades, all alleging a sexual abuse. He spent a year at a detention center without bail. 1 year of his life was taken, his freedom was taken mm-hmm. without bail. And Anne Arundel County Public Schools did a little bit of an investigation, and then the evidence was turned over to Anne Arundel County Police and the state's attorney there. He did not have a criminal history. He worked for Anne Arundel County Public Schools for 17 years, was never accused of abuse before. His three attorneys said his family would have wouldn't have paid if he was planning to flee. But that did not matter. On two separate occasions, he was denied bail. Now, his trial, which was here earlier last month, he was acquitted of all charges. Apparently, there were conflicting accounts on the part of the children. Apparently, parents met and discussed the case and don't know if there was any coaching of children going on there. I don't know of that, but it's happened before. In the McMartin preschool case. And now, former Severna Park Elementary teacher accused of sexually assaulting his students. He remains employed by Anne Arundel County Public Schools, but they've assigned him to a work location with no students.
Mm-hmm.
So they released the following statement saying, "Our school district's investigation into this matter is not yet complete. Mr. Schlegel remains fully employed, has been assigned to a work location at which there are no students. The parents, through their attorney, Thiruv Vignaraja, want him fired."
One violation of a child's trust, of a family's trust, of a community's trust is enough for termination.
Parents still stand behind their children, believe their children, and want some level of accountability. Even though he has been exonerated of all charges.
I disagree with the decision. Absolutely ridiculous. If I were a child in the school system, knowing that he was still working in the system, regardless of whether he has access or not, I would be scared. I would feel unprotected and unsafe.
I think he should have been fired, but I understand why he wasn't, because he was acquitted.
There it is. Acquitted. He's innocent. Mm-hmm. But now the parents want him fired, and we'll take a look at some of the other actions that they're asking him. But the question is, what do you do, A, if you're Matt Schlegel, B, if you're a parent who's concerned about Matt Schlegel?
Yeah. This is a rough one.
This is a really tough choice, really tough dilemma. Our system has spoken. They found him innocent. I don't know why Anne Arundel County Public Schools are still doing another investigation if he's already been acquitted. But and we'll talk about that here in just a second.
Yeah, 8:13 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sorry, Chuck. Thought you had an extra hour to work. No, don't worry. You'll make your tea time.
You can't do that to old man. It's just not true.
Traffic and weather on the threes.
Making me back up in time. Well, might that be a bad thing, I guess. The wreck on the inner loop of the Beltway, it looked like to me, right in the beginning, it was right after Bel Air Road, because we backed up right there with the fire department on the scene. Now, there's no backup at Putty Hill. There's no backup at Bel Air. Now they're saying the wreck is over at 95. And looking at the camera right there, I don't see it. So I think it's corrected itself, and we should be okay now from Putty Hill over towards 95. Everybody else on the Beltway still has all the normal delays in play. We've really had no problems at all on the JFX as you're moving south from Ruxton Road. Earlier wreck, southbound Route 29 at Route 100. They finally did clear all the vehicles from the Capitol Beltway, the inner loop at Route 1. So there's going to be some improvement there coming over from Route 29. Here comes a medicated now on the inner loop right before the ramp at 95. So there may be something to that near the ramp that we're just not seeing at this point. But there's still no backup there. I'll keep an eye on it. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Cloudy, cool, 76 for the high today, maybe a stray shower. Things begin to warm up a little bit starting tomorrow into Thursday as well. Right now, we're looking at 69 and cloudy in Stevensville, 67 under cloudy skies in Parkville. And time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
8:15, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We'd like to check to see which lefty has completely lost it. This one is a return visitor for us, folks, so please enter the big top. Grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democratic clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps, wow, this guy is a freaking visitor, Alec Baldwin, who's just gone off the deep end. He and his wife, Hilarity, is that right? Hilarity, I think it is, yeah. Hilarious? I can never forget. Her name is Hillary. She makes up other stuff as she goes along. But listen to Alec opine on Donald Trump.
What's going to happen next? Is Trump going to federalize the New York City Police Department? What's after that? Chicago? L.A.? Miami? Boston? And on and on. What's after that? The NFL? The NBA? You're going to federalize them and take them over? All he wants to do is deflect from his inadequacies by these bold, insane moves.
That's Alec Baldwin, who's concerned that Donald Trump is going to federalize the NBA. That is not in the works. Alec Overy is considering actually federalizing Screen Actors Guild. Now you're worried. It's 8:16. Get back in the clock or get out of here.
And by the way, his wife's name is Hilaria.
Hilarious, yeah.
Hilaria.
Hilarity?
No. Who's on first?
Yes.
8:16, 16 minutes after the hour.
Her name is Hillary.
It's Hilaria. That's her name.
Well, it was Hillary.
No, it was never Hillary. It was Hilaria.
No, it's Hillary.
Okay.
She began as Hillary. She changed her name and, and adopted this fake accent.
Well, that's what she's calling herself now.
I know. That's right.
That's what she's identifying as, Hilaria.
That's right, Shaughnessy.
Thank you, Buckles. 8:17, 17 minutes after the hour. So, look, this is a really tough choice, and you can tell the parents really are not accepting the verdict in the acquittal of Matt Schlegel. And the parents now are going to try, and this happens in these communities where there is suspicion, they're going to try to haunt and harass, and basically they want him to quit, be fired, and to move out of their community.
I don't know what he's doing, but probably he should find something else to do. I'm surprised he's actually still in the Smyrna Park area. If I would have been him, I would have been moving.
Yeah. Well, then where would you move? And what would you do? What would you do? If you were trained as a teacher, if that was your profession, would you try to find a job somewhere else? Because guess what? These kinds of charges follow you wherever you go. And you know who basically does this? A lot of the parents that have an axe to grind here, even though there was an acquittal, they would make it their business. And they to follow him, to track him. Let's say he moved to California. It doesn't matter where you go. They'd make sure that the whispering campaign would start. Salem witch trials. Now, look, he was acquitted in our system. I know that's, for some people, that's not perfect. I mean, if you really believe your child was sexually abused, so then does the parent remove their child out of the school? If all the parents remove their children out of the school that he's teaching at, or the grade, then he has nobody to teach to. I mean, look, there's any number of things that you could do. But his attorney, Patrick Seidel, says all the evidence, everything that they had, they reviewed, and still could not convict him of any of these 55 charges.
They've searched the school, his home, his electronic devices. They took everything. They've looked at everything, and they found nothing.
Don't you think if this guy was, as they claim, a child abuser, a perv, a pedo, there would be some evidence somewhere to indicate that? I would, but look, I'm not an expert in this. And look, it's a tough thing as a parent. You had children, I have children, and your child comes home and says something to you. I know that we have a tendency to believe the children, but at the same time, it's as a parent, you've got to make sure. You got to make sure before you levy a charge like this, because this one it's eternally damaging when you accuse anyone of being a child abuser, sexual or otherwise.
Yeah, that is a label that will never leave him, particularly once it's gone to court. He can file all the suits he wants to try to reclaim financial damages. That's all that the court can do is financial damages at this point.
But now, let's say for one second, and I don't know this to be a fact, but let's say the children somehow made this up for whatever reason. and the parents believe them, and the parents are standing by their children, which I understand. You just took a year of a man's life, and then you put him behind bars.
And you've ruined his career.
Now what does he do? Now where does he go?
Yeah, and on the other side, let's say that he is a pedophile.
Yeah.
In which case, as a parent, what do you do with your child? For me, the responsibility then rests upon the parents, because if he has been found not guilty in a court of law, as a parent, your choice is then, do I keep my kid enrolled in that particular institution, or do I take my child out and put that child someplace else? I would choose the latter option.
Yeah.
Because it's not on him at that point, it's on the parent.
Right, because the system spoke and they adjudicated this and he was acquitted. Now it's up to you to make a decision as a parent as to whether or not you want to keep the child there.
Yeah.
It's 8:21, the best in the morning drive available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Rumble and Facebook pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hey, Maryland business owners, listen up. You're already paying into the Empower Maryland program through your utility bill, so why not cash in on the benefits? If your facility uses outdated lighting, you could qualify for 100% free LED lighting upgrades. No strings attached. Now, that means zero equipment costs, zero installation costs, zero hassle for you. Now, this offer is now available only to businesses. So for any office, warehouse, retail store, house of worship, government building, any commercial properties, these new LEDs can slash your energy bills by up to 50%, reduce maintenance, and brighten your workplace. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED, and schedule your survey. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. Don't miss out. When the program's over, so is the savings. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Get started on your new LED upgraded lighting for zero cost and energy savings. Call now.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Shaughnessy and Buckles. I like this. Brand new team in the morning.
What would Chuck's new identity be?
I don't know. I mean, he's got
Chaz.
So many.
He's got Chaz. He's got all the Johnson nicknames he can go by.
It's hard to imagine having to come up with yet another
Chuck, nickname. When you make reservations somewhere, what name do you use?
Johnson,
do you really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any specific Johnson or just Johnson?
A professional wrestler, Mammoth Johnson. That way they give me the king-size bed, even if I'm there by myself.
Right, and the king-size plate.
That's nice. That's what happened when WCBM booked me there for the party. Mammoth Johnson, sixth floor. King-size bed.
The walk-up.
The whole floor. Hey, I got to have a suite, you know that.
Oh, yeah? Really? That explains seven pieces of cake you had, I guess.
That's nice.
You have to have that kind of a sweet.
Seven pieces of cake, you son of a bitch. It was only four.
8:23. Traffic and
Tell
weather.
Tell me about it, Baldy. Shut up.
Traffic and weather on the three, Chuck.
Sorry. I got a little carried away.
It's all right, Mammoth. Go ahead.
It's all right. 95 South. If you're still trying to get in the Fort McHenry Tunnel, you're still sitting back there at Moravia Road, just south of the city-county line from there. I mean, everybody's moving, and all four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, 25 to 30 minutes from there to go through the tunnel and then get down into the ramp area at 95 and Russell Street and 395. 895 is still slow underneath the bridge at Pulaski Highway. So, again, that's at least a 20 to 25-minute delay. I think the wreck on the Beltway, they haven't turn the camera back around yet. Normally they look at this ramp. It looks like it's on the inner loop ramp from the Beltway to go south on 95 into Rosedale. That's a two-lane ramp, so there's no backup on the Beltway, but the fire department was in that area. Okay, I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, cool today, chance of a shower, 76, and right now cloud cover is with us. It's 68 in the city, and it is 67 in Reisterstown. It's 8:24. Let's take a phone call here from Mike in Bel Air. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, good, Mike.
I'd really like the parents to stop and take a look at, you know, I know you want to believe your child and everything, but what if the shoe was on the other foot and approach it a little bit better that way? I mean, you have actually just, if this is false, you have absolutely destroyed this man's life. And again, if it's true, he's done some damage to some kids. But so far, there's no evidence that he has, so because he was acquitted of it. So, right then and there, the stories are being told, and like everybody says, it's a story at this point in time because they don't have any real facts to charge him with it as at this time. So his life's destroyed, though.
Yeah, well, Mike, remember, in a court of law, they don't find you innocent. They find you not guilty with the facts that were presented. So it's right. It's either guilty or we don't have enough facts to find you guilty. You're not guilty under this particular charge with these facts. So we don't know much more about this guy other than that. But the court has spoken on this, and my feeling would be, if I'm a parent and still have those concerns, you're not going to get the guy to move. You have to choose to take your child out and put that child someplace else.
Right, but you also got to look at it this way, you know. They're trying this right now in a court of public opinion.
Right,
and
right.
But the court of public opinion is like the court of communism. You know, show me the man, I'll show you the crime at this point in time.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I think there's another alternative here, and that is the civil lawsuit path. There is already one civil lawsuit filed by a parent against the principal, Kyle Butler, and Matt Schlegel at Severna Park Elementary. And then there are the preservation letters that went out by his firm. They are contemplating a counter civil lawsuit as well. So this thing isn't over yet, especially if the civil lawsuits continue. They're going to try to get. Now, remember, in a civil court, it's preponderance of the evidence. It's not beyond a reasonable doubt. Little lesser standard to find a guilty verdict. But you wonder here, and Mike, thanks so much for the call. You wonder the state's attorney's office in Anne Arundel County that they decided to bring these charges. Okay? 8 children, no adult witnesses, 55 charges. You really loaded up on the charges here, and with what evidence?
Yeah.
Just on the children's testimony? I know that it was very... Look, whenever you have a child saying they've been abused, and they're pointing to parts of their bodies as to where the alleged abuse took place, it's very compelling.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make it necessarily true. So you had to do your due diligence. You had to have your top investigators out there. You had to have interviews and so on and so forth. And there had to have been some semblance. Somebody must have seen something or said something or done something along the way. But that never made it into the courtroom for some strange reason. And maybe it's because the guy is not guilty.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's because they never had enough evidence to produce a guilty verdict. But whatever the case may be, our system is our system. He's been found not guilty. He's been acquitted. He can't be tried again on those charges under the Double Jeopardy Clause.
Correct.
So the question is, now they're trying to ruin his name, which has already, I think, probably been ruined. But now they're trying to run him out of town and make him go somewhere else. And I don't think he's going to necessarily stop there. It's a very tough story, very sad story. And it just, you go back to the Salem witch trials, people died. And when they were being accused of being witches, they were drowned.
Yeah, I try to put myself in his shoes in that circumstance. If I were unjustly accused, found innocent, found not guilty, and had to figure out what to do next, I'd be changing professions. I'm sorry, because I realize that I can't do this anymore. No matter where I go in this profession, this is going to follow me.
Well, again, it's almost like he would have to go into some kind of witness protection at this point. He would have to change his name, perhaps. Change his appearance, no matter where you go. Because there are going to be some of these parents, and I've seen some of them interviewed, they want blood.
And they feel they'll do it. And I'm not going to diminish what they feel they know is true.
No, they are believing their children.
Yes.
And they're standing by their...
I can't fault them for that.
No, I don't fault them for that. But, I mean, I do fault them if they don't know 100% that this happened. If they just think it happened, or if they just have a tendency to believe their child, did they do any due diligence? In some cases, we're hearing that they did meet with other parents and met with other children. Look, we don't know the whole story. I don't think the whole story came out in court. And there's more to be told on this, but it is just it's one of the more difficult stories we've had to deal with here on radio, obviously, in a long, long time. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at the premature speculation. It's on the part of the Democrats.
It really is.
It's 8:30 time for news headlines.
See a therapist.
Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The search will resume today for the man who went missing in the water in the Beaver Dam Swim Club in Cockeysville this past weekend. The 36-year-old man was reported missing at around 6 p.m. Sunday. Despite search efforts, lifeguards and emergency responders have not yet been able to find him. Yesterday, divers with the Baltimore County Police Department and volunteer water cadaver dogs spent much of the day searching for the man who is presumed drowned. The operation has included sonar and underwater techniques. A Prince George's County man accused of firing shots from his vehicle along I-97 in Anne Arundel County. Maryland State Police say Jose Cruz Mendoza of Lanham faces charges that include having a loaded handgun in the vehicle, reckless endangerment, and driving while impaired. Troopers received calls about shots being fired Sunday by someone in a white Ford Excursion with Maryland tags. Troopers located that vehicle on westbound Route 50 and I-97, and Cruz Mendoza was taken into custody. A search of the vehicle turned up a handgun, around 75 spent shell casings, and 247 additional live rounds. No injuries reported as a result of the arrest. More than 100 people demonstrated against the Harford County Board of Education decision to ban the graphic novel Flamer from middle and high school libraries. The board banned the controversial book during a closed-door session in June, saying the content was inappropriate for children. National Weather Service has issued a beach hazards statement for Maryland's beaches as Hurricane Erin churns in the Atlantic. If you're thinking about going down the ocean or even going to the Outer Banks, really pay attention to this. Although the storm will not be making landfall here, the swell from Erin will bring high risk of dangerous rip currents beginning today and continuing for much of the week. This goes from all the way from the New Jersey beaches all the way down through the Outer Banks. In addition, there could be breaking waves of 3 to 5 feet, long wave periods will result in rough surf conditions, breezy conditions possible along the coast from Wednesday through Thursday as the wind field from Erin expands. 8:32, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Pick 3 lottery number 283, pick 4, 2165. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, there's a new wreck on the Beltway coming up the inner loop now from 95 towards Wilkins Avenue, and at least two or three pieces of fire department equipment on the scene. The inner loop just after the bridge at Southwestern Boulevard, and they have enough pre-warning there, but this traffic is still running right up on them in the left-hand lane. If you're coming up from Washington Boulevard, you're coming on at 95, you're trying to come up the Beltway towards Wilkins Avenue, you'll need to be into the center and the right lanes. The outer loop, not really looking at it at this point, but definitely a delay on the inner loop coming north from 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy and cool for your Tuesday morning. We'll keep those clouds around throughout the afternoon. Few stray showers here and there, and temps only into the low and mid-70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It'll be Tomo Sugano and Walker Buehler on the Hill tonight for the series finale of a
Having said that, a quick two-game set at Fenway Park. Birds taking the opener last night with the rookies continuing to shine.
Dylan Beavers, the young right fielder,
swings away 3-0 into center field, and Dylan Beavers on a 3-0 pitch has his first big league RBI, a rocket base hit.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Beavers, two hits on the night. Sam Basayo, two hits as well, two driven in as Baltimore, reaping dividends from the Killer Bees. We'll call them that for now. 6-3, the final. Beavers and Basayo, a combined 6 for 15 with 5 driven in over two games. Both Oriole wins. Manager Mancelino on what's going on in the Birds clubhouse.
I mean, there's a lot of energy when they walk in the room, and it is important, momentum. We do not want our young players to play in a losing environment. We might not win every game, but we have to play to win the game. We want.
And how about Trevor Rogers? Seven innings of one-run ball, tying Milt Pappas now in Orioles history with 10 straight starts of allowing two runs or less. Elsewhere in baseball, Cal Raleigh, the major league leader in homers, was in a mini slump in early August, 10 straight games without one, but now the big dumper has gone deep in 5 of his last 10.
Best thing about this team,
Raleigh sends one to the corner, Nimmo going back, he's looking at it, and that's gone!
Call on ESPN during the Little League series on Sunday night. The big dumper now just one away from tying Salvador Perez's record for a catcher with 48 in a single season. So what did the Ravens look for in a kicker this year as the need to replace Justin Tucker loomed front and center? Special teams coach Randy Brown talks about the process all the time and explained what that is.
When I interview a guy, I want to know, what is your process? Meaning, how do you practice? How many kicks a day do you take during practice? What's your lifting schedule? What's your sleeping schedule? What's your eating schedule? And then come game day, what's your warm-up schedule? How many kicks do you do? How many no steps? How many one steps? How many two steps? At each end, what do we do?
And apparently Tyler Loop fit the bill. And finally, UFC CEO Dana White has no intention of booking John Jones to the promotion's proposed event at the White House in 2026. Despite Jones' interest, Jones, 38 years old, retired from MMA in June instead of accepting a UFC heavyweight title bout against interim champion Tom Aspinall. Here's the quote from Dana. If I had to make odds, it'd be $1 billion to 1 to put John Jones on the White House card. Citing Jones' unreliability, it's unfortunate because Jones is widely regarded as the greatest MMA fighter of all time. The time now is 8:37. When we return, where do Kevin Brown and Big Ben McDonald rank?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Apparently we have a call here from an attorney representing the Killer Bees,
yeah,
which is apparently trademarked at this point.
Yeah.
So I can't call them the Killer Bees? Out of all the names, I like the Killer Bees the best, actually.
Apparently it's already been trademarked.
It's been
you
taken.
You have to come up with something else.
Can I call them the no-name defense?
No.
That's also been taken. Okay. So here's an interesting thing. Awful Announcing is a website, awfulannouncing.com. Terrific website. And it's not only about awful announcing, it's about good announcing also. Anyway, they rank the local ML of all the leagues, but this time the MLB local broadcast teams, television.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, where do Kevin Brown and Big Ben McDonald / Jim Palmer rank out of the 30? Well, you should know that the 30th and worst team, by the way, belongs to the Athletics. Dallas Braden and Jenny Kavnar, their play-by-play team. Unfortunately, because I'm looking at a picture of Dallas Braden here, who looks terrific in an ascot cap and a beard down to basically his waist.
Well, so do you.
But regardless, the number one team in the league is San Diego, with Don Orsino, who is a terrific play-by-play guy. Kevin Brown and Ben McDonald rank 7th out of 30. Yes.
That's pretty good.
In Major League Baseball. And they cite specifically Big Ben's, you know, truisms about pitching and all his little one-liners, and Kevin Brown with his ability to segue out of baseball and into other topics which create interest, et cetera, et cetera. And if you're wondering, the Nats team, headed up by Dave Carpenter, 25th out of 30th, just FYI.
I wonder if the team's performance has something to do with the announcer's performance.
I mean, I'm sure it does.
Yeah. Let's say if your team is a perennial loser, I mean, it's hard to generate excitement.
Right, but wouldn't
162 times a year.
Right, but wouldn't you be a better broadcaster? If you're going to be a great broadcaster, wouldn't you be a better broadcaster if your team stank?
And Chuck
hasn't helped Bruce all these years.
No.
Oh, man.
Wow. You know, he lies in wait. It's amazing.
That may not be a killer bee, but that's a killer.
Good job, Gary.
Excuse me. I have to get somebody's foot. It was inserted somewhere that I don't like it. Oh, it's hard to sit down now.
On that note.
Thank you, sir. It's 8:39.
I was going to say, Chuck Thompson was an outstanding announcer. Yes. Good seasons or bad seasons.
We were up with Chuck Thompson, Bill O'Donnell. Yeah. You know, they were just great. And then we had John Miller
was tremendous
for all his years. Tom Maher. Remember Tom when he was here and at WFBR. And so Joe Angel. Yeah, we've had some really good. Tom Davis.
Yep.
We've had some really good announcers over the years.
Yeah, and uniformly, because it's a baseball town.
Yeah.
You talk about premature speculation. Now that it would appear that progress is actually being made toward peace, not just a ceasefire, but potentially peace between Ukraine and Russia, the Democrats, who all spouted off yesterday about how Donald Trump was a failure in his meeting this past weekend in Alaska, this past Friday in Alaska with Putin, sound just a little bit tone deaf. For example, Eric Swalwell.
Putin completely played Trump. This is entirely about Donald Trump refusing to release the Epstein files and in putting forward this scripted counter-programming to that, he made America weaker as perceived by the rest of the world, and he humiliated himself.
You know, until the Epstein files are released, that kind of crap is going to happen. And the problem is, in order to protect the innocent, they're going to have to redact large parts of the Epstein file when it is with files, when they are released. And then, oh, you see, it was probably in the redacted information.
I'm just wondering if the name Fang Fang rings a bell for being played by anyone.
Yeah, perhaps. Just perhaps. Swalwell says that Trump, he was just sucked up.
I want peace in the region, and the best way to achieve peace is to band together and show strength against a bully like Russia. Instead, yesterday we saw Donald Trump toast Vladimir Putin like he was receiving some lifetime achievement award. That doesn't make us stronger, and right now, having talked already today and yesterday to leaders over in Europe, they are very worried about what's next, not just for Ukraine, but for democracies across the West, because the United States is shirking its responsibility to stand up and defend democracy everywhere.
Well, no, wait a minute. Well, I just wondering which leaders did you talk to? The same leaders who all stood up the next day and lauded Trump? The same people? Or are these different leaders, Eric?
The leader of Latvia.
Yes.
And
Herzegovina. You know, I mean, who are these leaders you're talking to?
Liechtenstein.
The leader of Andorra. I'm always bravely spoke up and said, I'll bet you all of our postage stamps and a little tchotchkes to say, I was in Andorra and nobody brought me anything, even a T-shirt. That guy. It's just amazing. And then, of course, you have Jake Sullivan, who was hardly a great success in foreign policy when he was working for Biden, saying this.
This was all set up in a very straightforward way. Try to bring Putin to the table to agree to a pause in the fighting so that you could have real negotiations. Not give Putin open-ended license to continue bombing Ukraine, even as recently as last night, while dragging out these negotiations.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Jake. Again, you know, coming off of your great success during the 4 years you were there helping Joe Biden fail, we take that from your level of expertise and move forward. By the way, talking about levels of expertise, a little story about James Comey coming up in a minute. First, though, it's 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Remember, one of the countries the Stooges had was Lower Slobovia.
Ah, yes. My wife would say Bobby grew up there.
Yeah. I was the ruler there for a while.
Yeah. Well, I know. You were the ruler who said that after all, we are half the population, we should be able to leave the toilet seat up.
I would vote for that.
I know.
Bring it. Get a referendum and I'll vote for it. Interloop, Southwestern Boulevard, just after the bridge at Southwestern Boulevard. Everybody now is on the shoulder. Two or three vehicles, state police are there. So they've reopened the inside left-hand lane. Really have to be careful because all the first responders and the state highway truck are still there just beyond the yellow line. So we're backed up back beyond the bridge at 95. And even the ramps from 95 to the Interloop are a little bit slow, but things should loosen up now that we have one extra lane now getting through there. Rest of the Beltway, a little bit slow yet on the Parkville side through Greenspring. Coming down the west side, still busy anywhere from 795 down through the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, cool again today. 76 with a stray shower or two still possible. Things begin to warm up a little bit tomorrow. It's cloudy, 69 right now in Arnold, 68 in Middle River. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. Well, you never know when you put on the badge and the gun what kind of day it's going to be when you go out to serve and protect, right? Yes, it is dangerous. There's no doubt about that. But there are some days where not as much. A police officer in Ohio had to catch an escaped peacock. Named Kevin. And apparently, I haven't seen it yet, but the chest cam footage is hilarious. The owner told him that the peacock would respond to its name. So the police officer kept using the peacock's name, Kevin, as he tried to catch the wayward peacock.
Be advised, this is a lost peacock. Six has the owner in route. We're just going to try and keep it on the post property.
Kevin, you need to go back to them. Kevin, do not come here. Kevin's coming back your way.
42 lives in. Be advised, Kevin is attempting to flee.
Kevin's body?
Oh, Kevin's thrilled.
From Kevin, we segue to James Comey.
Oh, this guy.
The most cringe individual on the planet. I mean, I don't know whether it's Camel or not, but we'll get to James Comey in just a second. This is Feel Good News brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance, off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances, like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me, be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
All right, day 47. So this video popped up over the weekend, and it's of the former FBI director, James Comey. When you thought he was maybe not embarrassed by the fake shells arranged on the beach, and then the memes of him wearing shell bikinis. I mean, I just I was blinded by that.
Eye bleach, please.
Just when you thought it was safe to open up your smartphone, comes this.
Yeah, yesterday. This guy posts this stuff, and I just sat there. Initially, I watched the whole thing, because I thought at first it was an AI. It's not. It's actually James Comey. Here's how his little five-minute chat online began.
I want to talk about a truly inspirational public figure named Taylor Swift. Of course, I watched her podcast interview with the Kelce brothers.
Of course.
You see, Taylor Swift and I go way back. I went to my first concert of hers 15 years ago. I've been to a second, and I have helped financially support the attendance of a lot of family members at others. I'm in a family's Swiftie group chat. I know all her music, and I listen to it in my headphones when I cut the grass.
Okay. You and Taylor go way back together, yeah. Do you?
So he's a Swiftie.
He's a Swiftie, right? So then, again, without prompting, there were nobody asking questions about this. This is all extemporaneous. He does admit that, yes, he has a favorite Swiftie song.
Yes, I have a favorite of hers, although honestly, for me, it's a tie between All Too Well, 10-minute version.
Oh, yeah.
And Exile, featuring Bon Iver.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift has grown up with my family and provided us a soundtrack.
Okay, I'm sorry, but remove James Comey's name from this. This sounds like the most troubled, most obsessed fanboy in the entire world.
Yeah.
We go way back together. She grew up with my family. Seriously? I mean, there's something pathological about this. It's wrong. No, she didn't grow up with your family. You've been listening to her since a long time ago, but she didn't grow up with your family. No, you and she don't go way back together. You were a fan early on. That's like saying, hey, the Beatles and me. Me and John Lennon, we grew up together.
Yeah, I know.
No, we didn't.
Which is more disturbing, that he's admitted now that he's a Swiftie, or that he's actually listening to the podcast with Travis Kelce.
Honestly,
and
God.
Taylor Swift, because when you could be doing really important things with your life.
Probably listened to it twice.
Whatever the case may be, no wonder our FBI was in such disarray.
Yes.
Okay? And see, the damage to the FBI is even worse than I thought. If you have the former FBI director announcing publicly he's a Swiftie and that he grew up with Taylor in his life.
What are the fans of My Little Pony called
again? It was just they had the imaginary friends. It was Chuck Schumer, wasn't it? So in 1 week, we've had a prominent Democrat saying he made up an imaginary couple.
Oh, yes, the Baileys.
The Baileys.
Yeah.
And now we have the Swiftie and James Comey. Wow.
Yeah. I forget what they call the ones who are real big on My Little Pony. I'm waiting for one of the other members of the Biden administration to come out and say that he is with them. I forget what they're called, but I mean these obsessive odd little groups to find out that our quote leaders are real devotees is a little troubling.
Coming up next, victims of Baltimore crimes speak out.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, deep breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back,
yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
The green energy scam is just that. It's just a massive payoff to a bunch of people who are affiliated with the Democrat Party in the deep state. They get rid of nuclear power. They get rid of coal power. Even though we have coal to last for centuries, clean burning coal, the air is fine. It's always been fine. Democrats have bought into this nonsense, and hopefully it will result in these idiots being voted out of office.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bronies. They're called bronies. The adult fans of My Little Pony. They're called bronies, and they dress up and, yeah.
Although they're fans of LeBron's son.
Yeah, it could be.
By the way, Ed Hale is making an important announcement tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
He says he will formally announce his candidacy for governor of Maryland. The announcement will take place down at Canton Waterfront. I thought, well, he already announced once as a Democrat. So the question is he announcing as something else? We had him on a couple of, last week it was?
Yeah.
And he was contemplating a run as a Republican. But is it possible he might run as an independent or unaffiliated? Because neither party is going to help him, Democrats or the Republicans. So it'll be interesting to see what Ed Hale has decided tomorrow morning, 10 a.m.
10 a.m.?
Yeah.
So and of course, we'll be talking with him shortly after that.
Yeah.
8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes with our little brony, Chuck Whitaker.
A little bucking bronco.
Yeah.
Excuse me? Oh, bucking. I got it. Interloop. Interloop of the Beltway.
Look at the feed bag on that.
Put it over your head. I'm sure it'll fit.
The inner loop is still slow underneath I-95, coming up to the wreck right before Wilkins Avenue. It's just after the bridge at Southwestern Boulevard. So all the lanes are open, but if you're coming up from Washington Boulevard, a little slow there. The ramps from 95 to the inner loop have cleared out, so that's back to normal. The west side, still pretty active yet. Liberty Road down through Route 40, and there's some slowing on the inner loop towards Greenspring. Nothing major, but leftover backing, and we're still maybe 15 to 20 minutes with the heavy traffic south going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's cloudy and cool again today. You can tell because no smile on Kim's face here today. 76, the expected high right now. It is 66 in cloudy in Reisterstown, 66 in Ellicott City. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next.
I can see, by the way, that you're not a big fan of Taylor Swift, but by the blonde wig you're wearing, I guess it's Lizzo for you. Yeah.
What do you think is more fake? Jasmine Crockett's accent, Chuck Schumer's imaginary friends, or James Comey's Swifty fan status?
I saw that video. I had questions. Why was he wearing makeup? Did you see that part of it?
Yeah.
He was a full-fledged foundation concealer.
I thought his eyes looked wonderful.
Okay.
Everybody's saying that James Comey's a metrosexual?
I don't know what was going on. It looked like a hostage video. He had makeup on. I was like, where is this guy?
We're talking about a great American. I mean, who are they? Who, Abraham Lincoln? Taylor Swift.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was bizarre, to say the least. Well, I'm doing great this morning. Hopefully, it does get a little warmer today. I pray. Governor Wes Moore, of course, we're going to talk about his chief of staff heading to an actual charity after running the state like a charity. He's now going to Able Foundation. I just wonder how much they're going to pay this guy. I had no idea he was making $280,000 a year.
Yeah, nor did I. I was shocked to learn that. Yeah. And isn't it interesting the timing of this right after the governor's poll numbers start to tank a bit?
Yep. Looks like he wants to go in a different direction.
Yeah, he says, thank you very much. I'm out of here.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. Also, I thought I was going to have Tharu Vigniraja on the show today. It's going to be tomorrow.
Okay.
Because the Sephardo Park parents are having a press conference today. I did not know that. So we will see what they say at this press conference in regard to Matthew Schlegel, the Anne Arundel County teacher, because he is still an employee, just not with students. And so from my understanding, the parents are very upset about that. And Tharu is on the side with the parents. So
he's demanding that he be fired.
Yeah. So that's interesting because I don't actually feel the same way.
No, nor do I.
And so we're going to have that discussion tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't wait for that one.
Yeah. There's a lot going on tomorrow, actually.
Yeah, all right.
So we'll have a discussion tomorrow. Then, of course, Councilman Julian Jones has a big announcement coming up on August 28th.
Gee, I wonder what that is.
Yeah.
You mean he's going after Madigan again?
You would think so. But now he's going to be, I guess announcing he's going to run for county executive, where he could really go after Kelly Madigan if he gets in that seat. But we're going to take a look at his history as a councilman, how he voted to overcrowd schools and all those great things. So we'll talk about that.
Good stuff coming up on Kim Klasick Live. A couple of Baltimore victims of crime have been speaking out recently. And, you know, the name them, say their name movement when there is somebody that has been the victim of police brutality or whatever the case. They seem to forget that when there are actual victims that are being hurt. One is Jen Ternansky. She lives in Mount Washington. The serial burglar, who, by the way, was let out on $3,500 bond. This guy has got a rap sheet a mile long, and now, of course, he was arrested in the county, but before they let the city know what was going on, they let him out on the bond, and the city couldn't arrest him because he's one on charges in Baltimore City. So he's on the loose.
There's nothing stopping this guy now from attacking us, attacking our home.
Yeah. So now they're living in fear. Dawn Roberts, she's the mother that was shot in Federal Hill a couple of weeks ago by, obviously there was, Utes violence in Federal Hill. She got shot in the back, and she can't take care of her baby because of her injuries, and she says she wants justice. This is Dawn Roberts.
Because at the end of the day, you did something that caused so much damage to me and others, because it's not one, even though it happened to me, it affects others. I can't lift my daughter right now. I can't change a diaper.
I can't do anything for her without some help. And she wants me, and I can't do it. And I have to rely on my husband, my mother, my sister to just do anything for her, and that's what hurts the most.
Real people, real victims of crime in Baltimore City. Do you ever look at the check and your paycheck and realize the mortgage has already taken up most of it?
Yeah.
If you're 62 years of age or old and still making that payment every month, you know the feeling. And by the time the bank gets its share, there's not much left, is there? That's where Mark McVeary comes in. Mark is the reverse mortgage answered man. For more than 30 years, he's been helping homeowners right here in Maryland turn all of that around with a federally insured reverse mortgage. You keep your home, you keep ownership, but that monthly mortgage payment goes away. And your cash flow, it comes back. So here's the difference. When you call, you get Mark himself. He'll talk to you personally, either over the phone or sit down at your kitchen table. Your choice. No call centers, just straight answers and easy-to-speak language. It's not, bank speak. Mm-hmm. So ask yourself, what would it feel like to put that mortgage payment back in your pocket each month? Call Mark today, 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070. Stay tuned for Kim. See you tomorrow. At 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.